North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to get into the world of news talk radio in sort of an official way. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting in Rich McFadden, Walter Sterling, and Victoria Jones, all part of various landscapes when it comes to the world of news talk radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Walter Sterling is a Westwood One Network talk program host. His program can be heard on the weekend, Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time. A lot of great radio stations around the country are carrying that. Victoria Jones is in Washington, operating in a world that truly makes her unique. Although Richie's in Washington in his own kind of unique world as well. I guess we all have a uniqueness to us, and that's what makes our perspective on some of these stories that come out of the charts at Talkers Magazine. Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, Michael Harrison and his gang there put together a concentrated list, listening to radio stations and programs that are hosted by some of the experts, and 10 items come out of that list. People also on the list. So this week, I'm going to quickly go through them, and I'm going to tell you what I think the number one story of the week is, and it doesn't necessarily agree. It isn't about agreement. It just, in my world and in my corner of the conversation world, I find that the passing of John McCain was the number one story, not Trump and the Russia investigation, that sort of thing. But anyway, that's just from my perspective. The official list starts at number 10. With a focus on sports talk radio, the preseason at the NFL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And number 9, the police officer convicted in that shooting. People say it's about time. Number 8, the passing of Aretha. Number 7, the president versus Google. Number 6, trade talks. Number 5, the continuing focus on the bad guys of Washington. Let's see, the Tuesday primaries, number 4, the fate of Mr. Sessions, Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, number 3, McCain, number 2, and the investigations on Trump, number 1. So, and on the people list, it's Aaron Rodgers, who's got that contract thing going on, Major League Baseball. What did he get, $134 million? Richie, he's getting paid
something
half of it,
like,
or 80% up front between now and next spring. I think that's what I saw there. Good God. Aretha's number 9, Roy Aller number 8, Hillary Clinton number 7, Ron DeSantis is 6, Robert Mueller is 5, Don McGahn or McGahn is 4, McCain is 3, Michael Cohen is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Okay, so we have everybody engaged here. I'm going to just bring you over to what I thought Joe Biden's memories of John McCain. We all saw the video of the family, Mrs. McCain and Meghan and the rest of the members of the family, some of whom you recognize, some of whom you don't, going by the coffin, the casket, as it laid in state in Phoenix. And then Joe Biden comes at the memorial at the Baptist church there. It was very emotional. It was very descriptive, I thought. These guys were friends, and you could tell it from the get-go. And even though the speech was powerful and it was a great reflection on McCain and his life and legacy, I think Biden said in a paraphrasing way, we shall not see his like again. It feels like almost a presidential funeral. Even though McCain wanted to be president, he never did get there. But he was, in my mind, far and away the most important of the senators of that group of 100. And you see how they all got along, Democrats and Republicans. And Biden talked about how they used to fight about stuff. But then at the end of the day, it kind of reminds me of the story of Ronald Reagan and what's his face from Boston?
Tip
O'Neill.
Right.
At the Friday, they'd get together at the end of the day and have a bourbon and make their deals. So that's what life ought to be about. But it isn't, at least not now. And that's what they lamented somewhat. But Biden was the best at it. And so some of the things, there are a lot of heartbreaking moments. You could see the tears, the reflection in Biden. And it's time for, I said this earlier, and I don't know whether you guys all agree with me. I started reflecting again. It's not the first time I've done this, but I reflected again on the state of politics and people in our country and how angry people are. And I wonder out loud if it doesn't start to a point with some of these people who are doing the political talk radio programs, who are so biased and who are so angry, and they're just so... I'll start with Victoria on this. Victoria, what do you think about it? You've been doing talk radio for a long time, and you've done partisan and nonpartisan talk radio. So what about, is talk radio or some of the elements of talk radio, some of the personalities of talk radio, responsible in part for the things that Joe Biden was talking about?
To an extent, I think, because I'm not saying that that's a good or a bad thing necessarily, because we're talking then about free speech. Yeah. But I think talk radio is an immensely powerful medium. But when people in talk radio speak, people listen. So to that extent, one has to also say, we as listeners to talk radio, and we're all listeners to talk radio, we're responsible. So I think that we can't pin things on a very small percentage of the population who speak.
All right. That's a great point. Walter Sterling, what say you when it comes to your rendering of where we are right now in terms of how the political realities shake out?
The political reality is unique in that I didn't like President Obama's policies. I didn't like much of the way he presented himself, but I respected the fact that he was President of the United States. And if you loved him, you and I could have a sincere conversation about it. And then, like you said, go have a bourbon, or in my case, a Diet Coke. But the fact is that this is very, very different. This is a very different dynamic we're dealing with today. I have to be very cautious over who I say I voted for Trump. I have to be very careful who I say that to. My wife, my never suffering much younger wife, says, don't tell people who you voted for. Well, that's a very unusual thing that I can't admit and be proud of who I voted for, who turned out.
Yeah, why shouldn't you be proud of it? Why should you be
president of the United States? Well, let me tell you why the reaction, because I've thought about why is this such a hard reaction. The day after he became president, there were protests in the street, and all he had done is eaten lunch. There were screaming protests. Scarlett Johansson screaming in the street. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. What it is that is guilt. It's collective guilt by people who did not vote. Because whenever I encounter that response of, oh, Trump, how horrible, I look at them and say, did you vote? And there's always, always, always silence and change of subject.
You know,
this is about a population that did not vote.
So
and now
you
regret
bring
it.
Up something that is important to remember. In many jurisdictions, if not most jurisdictions, this next Tuesday is primary day. And not to be a lecturer here on the circuit, but most people, whether you realize it or you don't realize it, don't know or understand that primaries are more important than the general election. Because here's when you winnow out you weed out the crazies. But because the crazies are the ones who go vote in the primaries, the crazies are the ones that end up on the ballot. So if you don't want crazies on the ballot, you better go vote, even if you're voting for a crazy, in the primary, which is next Tuesday, for all these various their local elections.
You can make the case that because people didn't vote, that's why we had Trump and Hillary.
Yeah.
No, that's not
right.
Why. No. I've read those editorials. That's not why he won.
Yeah, what do you think
all.
It is?
The reason he won is because of the people who went out and voted for him, period.
True. About people getting out to vote for him. Yeah, right. There's something to be said.
He did motivate people.
Yeah. And so, but anyway, the point is let's not get scammed. Let's get to the polls on Tuesday. Let's vote for our preference to be in the final election. Don't sit on your hands. Get out and vote. A lot of important local elections, statewide elections, regional elections, congressional elections, Senate elections. So it's a very important time. It's 17 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. Take pounds off sensibly. This is a time for you to consider a product called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Real people have had real weight loss success using Calotren. Why? Because Calotren's essential active ingredient is the protein in collagen. Collagen is the bodybuilder. When you see bodybuilders taking a lot of protein to build up their muscles, what they're really absorbing is collagen. Because as you get older, your body makes less of it, so you got to supplement with it. So if you want to lose the weight, you don't necessarily want to look like a bodybuilder, but you exercise, get that muscle back there. As you get older, you need more muscle, not less. Keep your body and your skeleton together. This is the magic formula. It really is. Calotren's been around for 30 years. Successfully helping people lose weight the healthy way, the positive way. You don't have to go on crazy diets and spend a lot of money. Nope, this is really good basic stuff for your body. Collagen peptides are proven effective at maintaining weight with no adverse effects. Collagen Calotren. Get them by going to toploss.com, toploss.com. Mention DJV and get 10% off the deal. And if you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Pretty good deal. Great way to get rid of the weight. Don't get scammed. Get the real thing. Calotren will get the weight off. Toploss.com is the website. Toploss.com. Can't get it in the store. Get it online at toploss.com. Take advantage of the special 10% off with the DJV code.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calotren and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calotren's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calotren, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calotren has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calotren help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Hey, Dad, want to shoot some hoops?
In a bit, buddy. I promise.
Allegra knows that allergy symptoms can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
I'll just play by myself.
For outdoor and indoor allergies, get Allegra. It's the fastest non-drowsy allergy relief. It starts working in 1 hour, helping you break through your worst allergy symptoms with continuous 24-hour relief.
Yes!
Great shot, buddy. Let's play another game.
You're on, Dad.
Get Allegra and get back to the moment. Among single-ingredient OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use as directed.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue here with our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review. Victoria Jones, I was about to say Victoria Keelan, who is on the DJV program and often is here with us on the overview that we have called the Talk Radio Review. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine for putting this list together every week of the year. This is the one for the week of August 26th to the 31st, last of August. Victoria Jones, who's the chief Washington correspondent for D.C. Radio, is here. And we've sort of been reflecting on McCain and the ramifications of his passing and the things that Joe Biden said and other things that... McCain was a very interesting figure and one that we, as I look at him, the old politicians, maybe that's because I'm just older, Victoria.
I'm not biting. I'm not going there.
Okay, sweet. Very nice. So do you, I said I thought passing McCain was the number one thing. What do you think the number one, from your experience, your conversations this week, from the list, what do you think is the, as you reflect, is the number one thing this week?
I think McCain is the number two story this week. I think the number one story this week is grossly underreported. And I think that because It's been grossly underreported all the time. And I think the number one story this week is that the number of dead as a result of the hurricane in Puerto Rico last year has officially, finally been increased by the government from 64 to nearly 3,000.
So but I heard this earlier in the week, and I wonder why. What was in it for the government to screw around with the numbers?
Well, a number of things. First of all, I think incompetence, which often plays into an awful lot of things by bureaucracies. Also, apparently, what was being taken into account was, like, if you, Doug, were hit by a rock falling on your head or a tree hitting you, which could happen, that was counted. And if it happened immediately, that was counted. But if you died later as a result of lack of medical attention, clearly because the hospital was not functioning, and things like that, or clearly as a result of an injury, that was not counted. Also, there were new guidelines from the CDC for doctors about how to fill out death certificates. And the doctors didn't know this. And so they didn't know that they could count people in a new way as having died as a result of the hurricane. And so this was one of the major contributing factors. And George Washington University did a major report on this, which, and also the Puerto Rico system was not set up to do this properly because they didn't have the infrastructure. So there were, it was like a convolution of things that came together, and as a result, this is what happened. So finally, it came together. Nevertheless, President Trump said that they did a fabulous job in Puerto Rico.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't
and
at all.
And the government did an appalling job with the meals.
It's still a mess down there.
Well,
FEMA
did a great job.
FEMA, as the D.C. radio correspondent, you see this. You've been in Washington for a long, long time, so you know the stories and the cover-ups and the nonsense that goes on. I'm just still trying to figure out why Puerto Rico is going to become the 51st state. Like it or not, they can't bail themselves out. So they're going to have to become...
They were in trouble before the hurricane.
Yeah, they were in big trouble before the hurricane. But it is interesting to try to speculate as to why this became such a clouded mess, if you will. So interesting. Victoria thinks that's the number one item this week. We'll get Walter Sterling's take on that when next we continue here on the Countdown and the Roundup. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Want to live healthier and maybe longer too? Pick up the vacuum or grab the leash and take your pooch for a stroll. A recent study found both could help reduce mortality. The finding was part of two studies that used little devices to measure physical activity.
Those devices measure every single movement the body will have. And what those studies show was that when people perform light activities, they get a lot of benefit.
Dr. Francisco Lopez Jimenez says the studies also show sitting too long is unhealthy.
It seems like our muscles are not meant to be like that for long periods of time. And therefore, some activity, even minor activity, actually improves the metabolism of sugar.
Well, the more you move, the better. Dr. Lopez Jimenez says any movement is better than no movement at all. So do what you can. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is Carl Amanda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. We're here on Labor Day, even if the government's not working. And we'll have Enjoy the Magazine talking about what great things are happening here in the North State this month. Also, June Bell with I Love Reading. What is that organization and what is it doing? This and much more Monday right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review on the air with the unlikely combination of radio talk pros. Walter M. Sterling from Westwood One is here. Victoria Jones, who's the chief Washington correspondent for DC Radio, is here. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going through the items, not necessarily in order. And I actually have asked, because I took exception to the Trump-Russia investigation as being number one, and I think Victoria had her focus on what's going on in Puerto Rico with the numbers there. My feeling is that John McCain's passing is number one. Walter, what do you feel? Because you're in a world of your own, literally and figuratively. What in your mind is the most discussable topic or item from last week?
Well, when I stood with my six-year-old at the bus stop for many, many days the past few weeks, I did not hear any of these subjects mentioned, and about half the names that you mentioned of people who were important, I have no idea who they are. Mm-hmm. The conversation I heard was that it's over 90 degrees almost everywhere in America, 104 it hit in Washington, D.C., 102 in New York City, 100 in Chicago, and what I heard is that our kids' classrooms are not air conditioned.
Right.
Now, every bar in those cities is air conditioned. The worse the bar where your feet stick to the ground.
So let's send our kids to the bar for school. What's wrong with that? They don't use the bars in the daytime.
Right. What schools are you sending your kids to that they don't have air conditioning?
We don't have any air conditioning here in Framingham. The kids, they even canceled school the first day of school because
that's
it was
correct.
So hot here. Yes.
Over half the classrooms in public schools in America, are not air conditioned. Now, if I leave my kid in a 90-degree car, I can and should be arrested. But it's okay for me to leave my kid in a 90-degree classroom. I'm a little confused about this. Yet every state and federal prison is air conditioned. And if the air conditioning goes down in a cell block, they move the prisoners to a different one. And believe me, if you're in fourth grade, you think you're in prison.
See, we have air conditioning everywhere here in Washington, D.C., because obviously we need it. I guess up north, we're in Boston, Doug, I guess.
Over half the classrooms in Washington, D.C. are not air conditioned.
Baba Louie.
Yeah, I call BS on that.
All right.
Well, having done my homework on this, it's a fact.
Having gone through schools in the Washington area, it's not a fact. I grew up in the suburbs of
Washington.
Maryland. My brother went to the suburbs of Maryland.
So can we agree, even if that, whatever the fact is, can we agree that having air conditioning in schools, if we're going to have year-round schooling, which is what I think we should be doing, these school classrooms, teachers sit around for 2 months and do nothing, the buildings aren't used, why are we spending all this money if we're not utilizing them to the fullest extent? So having the old agrarian society that we... some of us grew up in, and certainly that's where, after the Civil War, when public school education sort of got its leg up, the whole schedule was built around what the needs on the farm were. Hello, wake up. It's 2018. We don't have an agrarian society anymore, much to our disdain, frankly. That's another discussion. So why are we building the calendar so that we have 2 weeks off? That kind of stuff, it's nonsense. There should be school. Look at the lack of educational results coming from the youngsters who are taking these tests. We're failing miserably. We spend all this money. You know, Los Angeles built a high school that opened 3 years ago that cost almost $300 million to build, and they have a 65% dropout rate when you get to the age of 16. So building these huge edifices, whether they got air conditioning or they haven't, not using them to the fullest extent is a crime. So I'm with you, Walter, to a point.
Walter's right. I mean, I'm looking at several articles here, and here's one right here. Nearly a dozen of the biggest school districts lack air conditioning. Now, I can tell you Washington, D.C., but they're talking about Miami schools that don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, where it's hot as hell all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. 20 of the 52 schools in the Baltimore counties are not air conditioned. Is that the South Bay Rich? Is that southern enough for you, Rich?
We're supposed to be running. The representative form of government is supposed to represent us. How are we, with the number of, with the taxes we pay and the insane amount of money that we spend on things like defense, what are we doing in terms of education? We have
the education lobby is not a popular one compared with the defense lobby, which pays boodles of money into the coffers of the politicians on both sides of the aisle. And, of course, also has plants where they manufacture things in the constituencies of those same politicians, and that's how you get things done.
Well, no, I have no idea what you just said, but the way you get things done is you grease and pay people off, and clearly not enough people have been greased and paid off.
That's
when
what
I talk
said.
To the school, then say that. The fact is that when I talk to school administrators in city after city about this, I always hear the same thing. Well, our schools are over 100 years old. I'm like, I can show you 100-year-old schools that have been air-conditioned. And if you want to air-condition these schools, it's easy. You go to Walmart. They're now selling $120 Chinese-made air conditioners. You put one in each window. You put a plaque on the front of the school that says, air-conditioned by Walmart. They will step up and hand you those air conditioners in 2 seconds.
Well,
the teachers, what I'm saying is, and I think I said it very clearly as a matter of fact, is that the teachers' lobby does not have the same clout with politicians as the defense lobby, for example.
They don't.
To get
right.
things
yeah.
done. And that's yeah. why these things don't change.
Although,
that's
don't kid yourself, Victoria. The teachers' union have plenty of clout with plenty politicians.
They have
not
clout,
as much
but
as
they
the...
don't have the money.
Yeah. yeah. Well, they don't have as much money.
Money makes the world go around, as they
yes.
said in Cabaret.
Yeah, that's very true. I didn't realize that was from Cabaret, though. No. See, I learned something. Walter, you haven't taught me anything that I didn't know, but Victoria just told me that came from Cabaret. So we got to tune this up a little bit here. Walter Sterling, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Roundup, which continues in a matter of moments. Let me call your attention, if I may, to the powerful way to clean out your innards, if you will, Life Change Tea. Maintain your perfect health. If you don't have perfect health, this is a way to get there. Life Change Tea cleanses your body from what they describe, and what I agree, intruders, the things that get into your body that have come as a result of the food, the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, processing of food now. It depletes the value of the nutritional products. So you need to clean your body and maybe change your evil ways when it comes to what you eat. I know that's hard to do. So let's go to GetTheTea.com together, shall we? GetTheTea.com is the website where you can get Life Change Tea. And you'll see other teas that are there that are made in America. All the tea is grown in America. It's organic, it's natural, and it will cleanse your body. Make yourself ready, willing, and able for the holiday season, which is this. I want to wash my mouth out with soap saying this, but we're into the fall, and it'll be Thanksgiving before you know it, and Christmas, and New Year's, and parties, and you'll eat even worse than you have been at the barbecues. So this is a tea that makes you go, literally and figuratively, Life Change Tea. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you're going to be pretty happy with the results. I am. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the DJV code for free shipping. Doug Steffen here to review the people. The official list, as prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and company, have come up with a following list of the 10 most talked about people on talk radio for this week, and this week only. Aaron Rodgers, big contract with the NFL, number 10. Aretha Franklin's passing, and her being obviously the spotlight there, number 9. Roy Oliver, number 8. Hillary Clinton, number 7. Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum, they're tied at 6. Robert Mueller and Giuliani are tied at 5. The aforementioned McGahn and Jeff Sessions, who is the Attorney General, tied for 4th position. John McCain, number 3. Michael Cohen and Lanny Davis, number 2 in the people slot. And number 1, pretty much as usual, and as we can expect from now and till the end of time, or at least the foreseeable future, number 1 person on the list is President Donald Trump. That's the story. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house, yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowners away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Talk Radio Roundup, the charts for the week of August 26th to the 31st, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, do all the research, listening to the stations and the hosts and that sort of thing. At number 10, what's going on in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers' contract, sports talk radio, big stuff. Number 9, the ex-police officer convicted in the shooting of the teenager. Number 8, the passing of Aretha Franklin. Number 7, the president versus Google. Number 6, trade talks continuing. Number 5, the Cohen guilty plea, still on a lot of people's minds. Tuesday primaries, don't forget to vote on Tuesday. 4, that's number 4. Number 3, McGahn and his exit from the White House. Passing of John McCain is number 2. And the Trump Tower story on CNN, coupled with a continuing focus on the investigation of what's going on with Trump. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we're moving into the I was going to say the final zone here on this week's review from the perspective of the talk professionals, Victoria Jones and Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, and the Dougster are here. We've been talking about air conditioning. All right, so what about the passing of Aretha? How's that on your radar this week? Well, I guess I'll go to Walter because he's the
naysayer. Well, I think the coolest thing about her that we learned in her death was that from her first performance to the Kennedy Center Honors, whenever she performed, she did two things. She said, one, you're going to pay me in advance.
Cash.
Two, you're going to pay me cash. She would put it in her coin purse and put her coin purse on top of the piano and then played with that coin purse on the piano. No one was taking her money.
She Chuck got Berry that from Chuck thing. Berry. She got that whole thing from Chuck Berry. Yeah.
And
I watched
wasn't
it
the best?
Chuck Berry.
Wasn't it the best in her casket? She was wearing red high heels and her legs crossed.
Well, yes. What I thought was more interesting is that they changed her outfit 3 times for each one of the displays. So 3 days of display.
Yeah, what kind of a show do you
different
think that
outfit
was
on each day?
Fantastic. I love that.
That's your bad.
Fantastic.
Yeah. They didn't do that for McCain. McCain's wearing the same suit today that he wore 2 or 3 days ago when they put him in the casket. So that didn't change.
But if you roll McCain over, he's got a screw you Trump bumper sticker on his butt.
Maybe beyond the bottom of the casket.
The absence of Trump and, incidentally, of Sarah Palin at the funeral speaks volumes. It's very interesting.
Was she disinvited or did she just not come?
No, she was not invited.
She was not invited.
She was not invited. No.
Wow.
I think that's appropriate. The two of them had nothing in common. They didn't, after the election, the run, they were done. There was nothing between the two of them. Palin went off on her own. And McCain often, if you read
now,
McCain's
book. Now,
what
about Obama? Because McCain did not like Trump because he got to where he wanted to and never got there. But he didn't like Obama either because he beat him. Is he coming to the funeral?
Well, he's speaking at the funeral,
oh, yes.
And so is George Bush.
Obama was phoned by McCain and was personally asked to give a eulogy. McCain came to admire and respect Obama over the years. They were never close friends.
No.
But he came to have a respect for him.
And the same is true of George Bush. He didn't like George Bush at, if you, again, read that book that he wrote. He didn't like George Bush at all. And the dirty tricks that the Bushies played on him in North, it was either North Carolina or South Carolina. They started a rumor that he fathered an illegitimate black child because this is how stupid they are. McCain has an adopted black child. And so the mongers down there got it in their, and it worked because it was after McCain won handily in New Hampshire.
I remember that.
The next stop was North Carolina,
right.
And he got wiped out because of the rumors of his fathering a black child and his infidelities with his wife, which weren't true. I mean, all of this kind of stuff. But that's how politics is, and it's a nasty business. It's not as nasty as not having air conditioning in schools, Walter, but it's close.
You know, and in the Broward schools, you know what the big issue is there in Broward County, Rich?
Yes.
The big issue is that the air conditioning doesn't work and that it's infected with black mold and hundreds of kids of lung infection from bad air conditioning.
Do you know what one of the subtopics here that isn't being discussed much, another item, is the reemergence of Legionnaire's disease? Not just on cruise ships, but hotels and that sort of thing. It's shown up in many, many places. It's kind of like the mosquito problem that's come back again. What was in the south of mosquitoes?
Malaria?
No, not malaria. What was the thing that affected babies that came from mosquitoes a couple of 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Bad grandparents?
Zika.
What is it? Yeah, Zika. That's right. Zika. Yeah. That's come back again. Yep. All right, so all those things, see how we've played with the stories and the people, and we've added to your knowledge, all those things are good. Thanks to Walter Sterling, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden for this hour of the Talk Radio Roundup. 10 minutes before the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us, those of us who are addicted to technology, to get the top five technological stories this week, according to the editing of Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us from number five to number one. Number five, which is actually number one. Well, the first story is number five, Chipotle. Is doing something that is very good for people like me want to put food and farm together. Will you explain, please?
Yes. Chipotle has announced the launch of an accelerator program designed to find new and innovative companies in the food and farming space that focus on technology-focused solutions. So these are, they're looking for farming and tech combined. So agricultural advancements is something that Chipotle has really tried to get behind. And part of the reason for that is because Kimball Musk, who is perhaps the lesser-known Musk brother, Elon, of course, being the more famous one. Kimball Musk is a board member of Chipotle and a farmer, and so he has a company that he started called Square Roots, and that's a sort of an urban farming company. And so he's very into combining technology and making that easier for advancements in agriculture. So it's not surprising that he's behind all this. And so they, Chipotle's foundation is investing $200,000 into the program. And they said that if someone comes up with a great idea, that they are open to investing in that company as well, or even acquiring them. They have, if you go on Chipotle's site and you have a farming initiative or an agricultural technology-based company, then you can apply for this right now.
What's the name of it? The Square Roots? Isn't that what it, did you say?
Square Roots is Kimball Musk's farming company.
All right, number four, a focus on YouTube this week.
Yep, it seems like every tech company these days has become increasingly concerned about your digital well-being. That's a whole new buzz phrase for 2018. And so less than a month after Instagram rolled out its first suite of tools for measuring how much time you're spending on the app, YouTube is doing the same thing. Advocacy groups and researchers, of course, have been raising alarms about the negative effects of too much screen time. And so Google has done the same thing. Facebook is doing the same thing. Now with YouTube, you can actually go to the new setting in your account. It's called Time Watched, and there you'll be able to set controls for yourself if you want. You can turn off the autoplay, which means when one video ends, then another one starts automatically, and that's how you go down the rabbit hole. So you can turn that off, and you can also set up a viewing schedule for yourself so you're not stuck on YouTube all week.
All right, moving to number one. Now it's time for number three on the list this week of the top five stories. You can get to Instagram in a different way now, according to something new there, yeah?
Well, Instagram is letting more people apply for verification. That's the little blue check mark when you know it's really the person that says it, who it is. So that the reason they're doing that is because they want people to fill out the form and to go through the process, so they make sure that everyone on Instagram is identifiable. They want to know what country you're located in, which is a direct relation to the Russia investigation. They want to know if you've changed your name recently, if you're your account name and things like that. And so basically Instagram said that the community of Instagram users has been letting them know that transparency is really important and they want to know more. So that's Instagram's answer, which is actually a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Number two on our list of the top five, Yahoo! Look out!
Oh, man, Yahoo is right. So the Wall Street Journal found out this week that Yahoo Mail is still scanning users' emails for data to sell to advertisers. Now, this is something they said they were no longer doing. Well, turns out they lied. There's no other way around it. Oath is the company that now owns Yahoo, and they are in talks with advertisers to provide a service that would scan 200 million Yahoo inboxes for insights on the users, like if you're a frequent flyer, if you're self-employed, and other qualities that they can then sell to retailers, which basically means retailers can spam you. So my advice, get away from Yahoo Mail. But and last year, all three billion of their accounts were breached anyway, so you're not doing yourself any service.
Bye-bye, Yahoo!
Yep.
Number one, a focus on Spotify now that college is back in session.
That's right. Last September, Spotify announced a bundle with Hulu for college students that only cost $5 a month. And so it was a Spotify for music, Hulu for TV. Now they've added in a premium subscription to Showtime, and they didn't increase the price. It's still $5 a month. So this is the best possible deal if you're a college student. It's a great deal for Showtime as well because they have the eyeballs of a whole new generation of viewers. And in a time when people are cutting the cord with cable left, right, and center, they need to be getting a new audience. So it's a great deal for consumers, though. If you're a college kid, go for it.
Woohoo! Wait a minute, I did woohoo instead of yahoo. Woohoo! There it is. That's my reaction to the technical news. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In its zeal to declare as fraudulent all adult counseling for same-sex attraction, the California legislature may be on a collision course with the U.S. Supreme Court. You see, the Supreme Court recently declared unconstitutional California's law mandating pro-life pregnancy centers to promote abortion. In that decision, the court also rebuked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reasoning in their ruling which upheld California's ban on same-sex attraction counseling for minors. Well, Pacific Justice Institute agrees that this new bill for all adults, Assembly Bill 2943, will likewise ignore free speech and religious freedom as well.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Testimony this week.
The president accuses Google and other companies of suppressing conservative media voices and hiding good news about the Trump White House. And his administration is taking a look at whether Google searches should be subject to some regulation. Google defends itself, saying it never ranks search results to manipulate political sentiment. The president warns that Google, Twitter, and Facebook are treading on very troubled territory. This week, representatives from those three tech companies will be on Capitol Hill to talk about censorship and election interference. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wisconsin authorities say they were trying to arrest a man on a domestic abuse-related charge when he fled in an airplane before crashing into a cornfield near the Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. U.S. Army General Austin Scott Miller, assumed command of the 41-nation NATO mission in Afghanistan in a handover ceremony at NATO headquarters in Kabul. Scott Miller says he's looking forward to getting started.
I understand the reason we're fighting, and I know why we're here. And I know terrorists seek safe haven to export more murder and attack the innocent and threaten everybody's way of life.
Miller took over from General John Nicholson, who had held the post for more than 2 years. U.S. Navy making a big shift in its recruitment strategy in the Internet age. The Virginia Pilot reporting that the Navy's focusing less on reaching people through television and more on connecting with them online. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here for Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values. They partner with over 15 conservative organizations like Gun Owners of America, the Heritage Foundation, the Susan B. Anthony List. Patriot Mobile takes a portion of your bill and contributes it back to these organizations. No extra cost to you. Support conservative causes you believe in and switch to Patriot Mobile's nationwide, super fast, super reliable network. Unlimited talk and text plans start at just $20 a month. Plus, you can save on select iPhone starting at only $4 a month. At this great value, one size doesn't have to fit all. Pick one that's right for you and your budget. They also have great deals on Android phones. Hurry, join Patriot Mobile. This offer is valid while supplies last. Also, make sure to mention the promo code HUGH to waive your activation fee when you join. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/HUGH. Again, patriotmobile.com/HUGH or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Start making conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
The U.S. takes another step designed to get the Palestinians to talk peace.
The Trump administration has followed through with its threat to end support of the United Nations agency responsible for Palestinian refugees. On Friday, it cut some $300 million in grants already earmarked for projects in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. In an angry response, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas called the move a flagrant assault against the Palestinian people and defiance of U.N. resolutions. In a move attributed to advisor Jared Kushner, the administration demanded those added from subsequent generations be removed, cutting the refugee population by 90%. The State Department's Heather Newart called the system irredeemably flawed and unsustainable. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Crazy Rich Asians isn't slowing down at the box office, even in its third weekend in theaters.
We're comfortable.
That is exactly what a super rich person would say.
It didn't have one of those blockbuster $100 million openings. But when it comes to sustained success, Crazy Rich Asians is having a remarkable run. It's number one at the box office for the third straight weekend, with earnings slipping just 10% from last week. And on a pace for one of the biggest Labor Day weekends ever.
She's like trying to play a game of chicken with me, thinking I'm going to swerve like a chicken.
The shark movie The Meg is second, while Mission Impossible Fallout moves back up to third. I'm Ben Thomas.
On this date in 1789, the United States Treasury Department was established, and in 1864, during the Civil War, General William T. Sherman's forces occupied the city of Atlanta. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's the Shasta County Mini Maker Fair. It's the open call for makers. So, what do you make? We're celebrating engineering, arts, crafts, science, technology, and do-it-yourself. Your chance to show off your work. Everything from robotics, electronics, gaming, sewing, blacksmithing, crafters, student projects, dance performers, 3D printing, music, performers, and much more. Application deadline is August 9th for the September 15th Maker Fair. Contact makers at makerfairshasta.com or visit shastacounty.makerfair.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to review the charts for the week of August the 26th through the 31st. Last month, here we are. Two-thirds of the way through the year, Michael, already. We're thinking about going back to school, Labor Day, changes that are happening. And so there are a lot of things going on, some reflective of the time we live in. And I'm talking about the time of the year, some are reflective of the political times that we live in. You also have prepared with your staff a list of people who are much on the mind of talk radio listeners. So let's go through those lists before we get talking about some of these things and some of the ancillary things.
People on the minds, the tongues and the ears of the talk radio community. Let's go through this. It's been a crazy week, and they all are. It sounds so redundant, but hey, yeah, we're calling it like it is. It's nuts. At number 10, we have, and I can't believe it's the preseason's wrapping up now in the National Football League. People are talking about Aaron Rodgers' contract. He's the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. And Major League Baseball action is coming.
So Rodgers got $134 million, wasn't it? He gets most of it between now and next spring. How's that? What kind of deal?
I don't know.
Is he that good? You're a football follower.
Is he that good?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's good. He's very good. Wow. He's not the greatest.
Better than Tom Brady?
Nobody's greater than Tom Brady. Uh-huh. But Aaron Rodgers is certainly in that category. Uh-huh. He's one of the great quarterbacks of our time. So, Aaron Rodgers is a very important component to the Green Bay Packers. They need him. And, hey, more power to him.
I thought Green Bay Packers have a terrible, result.
They have been underperforming for their heritage, which is even more reason why they should keep this guy and keep him happy, because he's been good. The problem with Aaron Rodgers is he has gotten injured. And this is the part of football that's the unpredictable. The guy gets injured and then he's out for a long time, but he's always resilient and comes back. But he's not an Iron Man. He gets injured and then they've had some problems, and some of the problems they've had have been because he's been out for multiple games suffering from injuries. But he's a hero. He fights through them. He plays injured. He's a good guy. He does commercials.
Hey!
Good-looking guy. He fits the role of a star quarterback of a major team.
So he could be a movie star like some other athletes.
He could
be. After he gets out of
He could be. He's the guy that replaced Brett Favre. The Packers are blessed to have had two champion quarterbacks in a row. Haven't seen that since maybe the San Francisco 49ers went from Joe Montana to Steve Young. That was a long run. Mm-hmm. And, I won't get into the weeds of it, but when you can have two great quarterbacks in a row, that's a blessing from football heaven. Let's go to number 9, ex-cop convicted in teen shooting. At number 8, people still talking about the death of Aretha Franklin with a gigantic funeral. Number 7, Trump versus Google. Number 6, U.S.-Mexico trade talks. Number 5, people still talking about the Cohen case and the Cohen guilty plea. At number 4, the Tuesday primaries and the looming midterms. McGahn's White House exit and the fate of Jeff Sessions are tied for number 3. Number 2, the passing of John McCain. Another mega funeral media event. At number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation that's tied with the CNN Trump Tower story. And the people on the survey, we have the aforementioned Aaron Rodgers at 10, Aretha at 9, Roy Oliver and Jordan Edwards, the cop and the person that was shot and killed at number 8, Hillary Clinton at 7, Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum at number 6, Florida brouhaha and the gubernatorial race there. At 5, we have Robert Mueller and Rudy, Don McGahn and Jeff Sessions at 4, John McCain at 3, Michael Cohen and Lanny Davis at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. And that's a basic approximation, a snapshot of what's been talked about on Talk Radio.
I must have been absent that day. I'm not sure I understand what Hillary did, or do you know why she's on the list this week? Because I don't remember hearing anything or watching her.
That's because Trump is still one. Because Trump is still running against her, and there's all kinds of conversation and revelations. what I just said is very interesting, though. It's true about her emails and where all that fits into the international intrigue of hacking. I think Trump wants to keep Hillary there because, look, if you break down the reasons why Trump won, one of the major pillars of his victory was the fact that some people believed that he was the second worst of two evils and that they would not vote for Hillary under any conditions. And Trump was they say in politics you hold your nose and you vote because you don't like it, but it's better than anything else. And I think that Trump knows that. And I think that Trump wants to keep his base feeling that he's the antidote to Hillary, so they keep her viable as the boogeyman. Exactly.
Boogie woman.
That's right. The boogie person.
Boogie person.
But that, I think, is the reason that Hillary keep bringing up Hillary, because I don't think anybody gives Hillary a reasonable chance of actually being a viable candidate in the future.
No, she said to. Well, she said she didn't want to run again. But here's the other thing. There's something about, she has become a very easy target. And it isn't just now. Over the years, I can remember when some of the right-wing groups were, some of the non-profit right-wing groups were running low on money. They'd come up with some device.
Of course.
to make Hillary Clinton. Hillary's going to shut down this, or Hillary's going to change that, or with Hillary it'll be this. So as soon as Hillary's name came out, the checks started coming back in, and so that may be part of this as well. Who can Trump run against? Who's going to run against him? You know, the names that would possibly be out there to run against him aren't that well known. So Hillary's name is well known. Let's run against her.
Well, that's the point. Exactly. Hillary is an easy
target.
Boogie person to keep as the antithesis of Trumpism.
Right.
Yep. Because she is loathed. I mean loathed by enough people in this country to keep him as a viable alternative.
But he's loathed as well by almost an equal amount, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, yes. I'm talking about his base loathes her.
Yeah.
The rest of the country, I don't think anybody voted. There are some people that love Hillary, but I don't think anybody voted for Hillary because they love Hillary. I think most people didn't like who they voted for.
Yep.
Except for some people love Trump. They think some people have given Trump almost like messiah qualities. And I think that's the most dangerous thing about Trump in his face.
Messiah, no. But it's very interesting to see how this stuff as it shakes out. If you look at some of these rallies that Trump is having, the one in Indiana this week is a good example where there was one person in there protesting, and he spent 10 minutes walking around the stage while they escorted this woman out who came in to protest him and whatever. And then he starts. He really is. It's amusing, actually, to watch him and his antics. I find it. I do find it. I don't know if funny is the right word, but I find it entertaining to watch him, his facial expressions, his simplistic approach in terms of his verbiage to how he explains things, and then he attacks the news media. It's easy. You know, the stuff he does is easy. It's easy to do, and it's easy to get a reaction from the crowd. And so it becomes, I'm sitting here with a smile on my face, ready to laugh at some of the tricks that he uses that are very simplistic but very effective.
Yeah, it's easy for him as long as his base buys it.
Right.
I've said many times, Trump will not be pulled down by his enemies. He'll be pulled down, if he ever is pulled down, by his supporters.
Yep, very interesting stuff. All right, we'll pause for a couple of moments. Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me tell you about Power Swabs. Power Swabs is the way, in 5 minutes, to clean your teeth. I'm not talking about brushing your teeth. I'm talking about getting rid of the stains. The stuff you drink, the stuff you eat, the stuff you smoke, all affect the whitening quality, if that's a word, the whitening quality of your teeth. Yeah. And if your gums are sensitive, you certainly don't want to use those trays and keep them in your mouth for 30, 40 minutes. Now, tasting that stuff, ugh. You ever done that?
I use liquid paper. Since we got rid of our typewriters, I have all this liquid paper.
I put that on. That's very good, Michael. Well, better than that even, using power swabs, because it only takes 5 minutes, and it doesn't stick like glue like the whiteout does. So that's probably why you shouldn't use whiteout anymore. Use power swabs instead. You snap the little tube, swab your teeth, and smile away, and everybody will be happy. Get rid of the stains. Natural teeth, caps, veneers, works the same on all of them. Try power swabs by calling 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. And use the code DJV to get 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Kellitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Kellitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-264-0319 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-264-0319. Again, 800-264-0319.
All right, so I have thought that John McCain, his passing and how he was remembered, one of the warmest. You listen to Joe Biden, just start there, and all those things that he said, and all that you take away. We tend to make politicians these heroes, whether they deserve that status or not. For me, it feels like the McCain funeral, like he was president. All the attention.
Well, he's the anti-president. What's happening is that McCain is, look, with all due respect to John McCain, great American. You and I knew him.
He was a bad boy when he was a kid, but he grew out of it. He was both his father and grandfather were admirals, and he basically got into the Naval Academy because of them. He tried to get thrown out, and he never did.
The young pictures of McCain, he looks like a, if you pardon the expression,
wise.
Badass.
He looks like a wiseacre.
Listen, we got a break coming up. I want to talk about McCain. This is a very interesting thing. You said it was like a president died. Let's discuss that on the other side of the break.
We shall do that. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you could use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Get ready to laugh, because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm cruising.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
More Talk Radio in review. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we are on the Labor Day weekend, we don't stop, we don't rest. 52 weeks a year.
We have no lives.
On the air, so we have no lives, exactly.
Right.
Speak for yourself. I have a pretty good life, actually.
And yeah, you get to fly in airplanes for 40 hours a week.
Well, about that. It'll be a six-hour flight in each direction for the weekend, yes. That's
okay.
My grandson on Facebook the other day said, "Gramps, I want you to come swimming with me." As he's now taking swimming lessons, he loves it, and he loves his grandfather, thank heavens, and so he wants me to go swimming with him. So I said I'd be there. We'll go swimming on Saturday morning and Sunday morning and see how he's doing with his swimming lessons. So
that's very cool.
Labor Day weekend.
Good for you.
All right. It happens that I'm in Boston and he's Los Angeles, so I have to do a quick switcheroony to get out there so we can go swimming. But it's absolutely worth it. Every single you have now become a grandfather,
yep.
And it's really a different. You and I have a different dimension in our not just relationship, but it's something else to talk about that you know is such a part of life. It really is more so than well. I suppose we can talk about death. The fate of John McCain, Aretha. Did you know that Aretha Franklin changed? Well, she didn't do it, but the people at the funeral home have changed her outfit every day, so that when she was in state in one place, she had a red dress on. Then she had another outfit on, and she's got a third one on for the funeral itself. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I know that they used an old hearse that her father had used.
Yeah.
And now they are lining the streets of Detroit with pink Cadillacs from the 50s.
Mary Kay.
So what do you make of that?
What, Aretha or John McCain?
We'll talk about John in a second, which is more important in terms of news and politics. But Aretha is definitely representative of culture and media.
Yep.
And, you know, Aretha, look, anybody that loves Aretha and she made a difference in people's lives, more power to them. And I have nothing against hyperbole and showmanship and, you know, BS. It's all part of life. It makes life interesting.
Yeah.
But I also do like to point it out. And they've turned it into a gigantic show. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is a thing worthy of note. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. I mean,
well, some of the same people that are talking at Aretha's funeral are talking at McCain's funeral. I find that interesting. Obama and Clinton both speaking at Aretha Franklin's funeral, and they get on a plane and they go to Washington to speak at McCain's.
Right. They touch all the bases. You know, it's a matter of appearances. It's publicity. Yeah. It's promotion. And again, I'm not knocking it. I'm just calling it out for what it is. Now, McCain. All of the, CNN live coverage of the airplane carrying his body leaving Phoenix or wherever it was, and they followed the plane to the distance for like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it was like watching
like
the first
launch,
like the first launch of the space shuttle. I mean, you know, it's hyper political. He's the anti-president. His problems with Trump, the Trump people hate McCain. The Trump haters love McCain. McCain has been elevated to sainthood. In your face, Trump.
Trump has not done a good job. Trump didn't look good this week.
Didn't handle it right. For all of his great handling of public relations and publicity, he also shoots himself
in
the foot.
He steps in it every time he does something like this. He does. He steps in it. And he'd be so much better off. It meant easier to get things done. When he pulls the stunts like he did this week, those people, the Republicans in the Senate, they want to just stick a hot poker up his you-know-what.
You got it.
Because didn't somebody get into trouble with saying that on the radio?
No, poker is okay. You-know-what is dangerous.
Yeah. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. We're here on Labor Day, even if the government's not working. And we'll have Enjoy the Magazine talking about what great things are happening here in the North State this month. Also, June Bell with I Love Reading. What is that organization and what is it doing? This and much more Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, Your Healthy Radio Addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Chosen to listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show to find out what's going on your favorite and everybody's favorite, well, not everybody, but it's the number one listen to format on the radio. And for those of you who discount the value of radio, its demise has been greatly exaggerated because a lot of people listening to the radio. It's an interesting age factor, though, Michael, when you get down to brass tacks. So we accomplished two things by doing this. We have the radio program, which goes through the various things that are going on in the world of talk radio, and then we have a podcast at the behest of those who can't listen as it's on the air. You go to talkradiocountdownshow.com. That's talkradiocountdownshow.com, and you can listen to the podcast of this every week as well. And it's archived. And you can find out, if you go to talkers.com, you can see the list. You can read posted items, what's going on with your favorite hosts and favorite stations and stuff, sort of the gossip behind the scenes, all there at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as well. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, we're going through the... I wondered if we could spend a few minutes talking about the importance of primaries. That's number four this week on the story list, and something that, in my mind, is not taken seriously. And a lot of people who are listening to the News Talk Radio discussions pride themselves with going to vote. They are voters. They are people who elect folks. And that's why a lot of politicians, people vying for these spots, love to be guests on talk radio programs. But if you don't go to the primary, you're actually wasting a chance to have more of an impact, in my opinion, than the final election. More things happen, more people, more focus on issues in the primaries. You agree with that? And people just don't go.
To a certain degree. Of course, I agree with it, that the primary system as it is now tends to favor the extremes in the parties. And the people that are the most zealous, and the zealots usually don't come from the middle. They come from the extreme right or left. Those are the ones that control who wins the nomination. Then the old saying used to be, you play to the extremes in the primary, then you move to the center in the general election. Well, They're not moving to the center as much anymore.
No, and the crazies are the ones who win because the crazies are the ones who go vote. So the crazies are the ones that win in the primaries.
Yeah. So if people care about who gets nominated and you think that that's just the primary, you're really part of the problem. Yeah. If, in fact, there is a problem.
Well, there is a problem, and it starts at the school level because the schools are not doing a good job of teaching the essence of how our system works, whether it's social studies or civics or whatever it is. We're not learning we don't know what's going on. We don't know how to vote. We don't know how to do a lot of stuff.
If you don't have an educated population, you can't have a successful democracy.
So what happens to our country if the dumbing down of America...
You could have a reality show TV star become president. I mean, that sounds impossible, but it could happen.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I think that you predicted the future from the past.
That's right. It could actually happen. You could wind up having people voting purely by emotion. You could have celebrities become powerful. People lose sight of the difference. This could happen. And thank goodness we have leaders like John McCain. Oh, he died. All right, well, we have one less leader like John McCain.
Right.
But you get the point.
So who replaces McCain as a voice of reason, if there is any such thing?
Well, some people don't think John McCain's the voice of reason. Some people think John McCain was the voice of obstruction.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, he was, if you... I have one way of thinking.
It all depends on your point of view.
Yeah. I think the thing that made the people angriest, the Trump supporters, when McCain cast the last vote as a thumbs down on changing Obamacare, that really sealed it for the partisans. And the things that Trump said about him after that very poorly chosen.
How about the things Trump said about him before that? How about the? I don't think he's a hero. He got caught.
Got caught.
I like people that don't get caught. What the hell was that all about?
It's ignorant. Actually, an ignorant statement, frankly.
It's outrageous. Outrageous.
It is. So, but the people who are yelling at the radio right now who would
well,
say
they think that they think I'm a liberal.
We're the problem.
Because I'm speaking accurate, objective analysis of the facts without any partisanship whatsoever. I haven't said one partisan thing.
Mm-mm.
We are at a time now where if you say one molecule of a thought that might, out of context, seem, you know, derogatory
the guy who,
or
the
critical.
Guy who called the Boston Globe and threatened to kill their reporters because he didn't like something that was written in the Globe.
Who did that?
His name was Robert Chain, 68 years old. FBI arrested him after they checked where the phone calls came from. But the Globe reported on Wednesday of this week that there were calls threatening to blow up the building, kill their employees because of something that was in the paper about Trump. I don't remember what it was, but you know, that's the kind of crazy stuff we're talking about.
Right.
Now, to go one step further with that, you and I have been talking last month or so a lot about Alex Jones and what his story is. He's the conspiratorialist. I forget what the name. What's the name of his program?
InfoWars.
InfoWars. That's it. Right. Okay. So he tried to stop the defamation lawsuit brought against him by the parents of that Sandy Hook victim. The folks are seeking $1 million in damages for his lies about the massacre. Isn't this going to fall under freedom of the press or freedom of speech or whatever? He can make himself as, you know, he's suffering. Well, actually,
it's not freedom of speech. He has the freedom of speech to say whatever he wants. He doesn't have freedom from people reacting. And
no, people can sue anybody. Anybody can sue anybody. I can sue you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm so polite.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. And I'm not going to get into any joke. I have a million jokes that just came to mind, and discretion is the greater part of valor.
Yes, it is. Thank
that
you.
Being said, this comes down to a misunderstanding of freedom of speech. There's two definitions. One's called the First Amendment, and the other's called freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is a general concept. It's not backed by law. The First Amendment basically says is that the government cannot ban you. Make what you're saying illegal if it's political or artistic speech expression. The government can't step in if you're threatening people. The government can't step in if you're, you know, the old yelling fire in a crowded theater. If,
right.
In fact, there is no fire and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
If you yell fire in a crowded theater and you believe there's a fire because you smelled something and you saw smoke and it was actually a promotion they were doing a barbecue, you know, then, you know, you look, there's a difference between lying and being wrong. If you're wrong, that is not lying. We seek victory over truth. A person has the right, a newspaper has the right to be wrong. A politician has the right to be wrong. If you believe in good, you know, will that what you're saying is true, if you lied to yourself or you were lied to or you had misinformation, you make a mistake, you're wrong. But if you endeavor to deceive, if you say something that you know is not true for the sake of deceiving the recipient of that information, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But Alex Jones, you know, you said he lied. Well, who the hell knows whether he lied or not, but he did.
I don't know
do
if
that.
I said that. That's what they said. I don't know.
Okay, fine. Right. Yeah. You said they said he lied.
Whatever.
Maybe he did lie. Maybe he was just wrong. But the fact is, his wrongness could still cause great trouble for them, and they have the right to sue, and it doesn't mean they're going to win.
Yeah, right.
But the government can't step in and say, we're going to shut down the Boston Globe because it's wrong.
Right.
Or we're going to shut down the National Enquirer because they're sensational and they're wrong. No, you can't. It's not against the law to be wrong. You have to just face the consequences.
Didn't the guy who runs the National Enquirer have a relationship
Pecker.
With Trump? His name is Pecker. Right,
yeah, the
exactly.
Pecker that runs the National Enquirer had a relationship with Trump. He's been given, immunity, so he might turn on Trump. He might be a stoolie.
All right, in a moment, Michael brings us inside the mind of one of the great mouths on the air. I think that...
It's mixing a metaphor.
I am mixing
inside the mind of a mouth.
Inside the mind of a mouth. Next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now, though, a reminder about how beneficial it is to have a cup of Life Change Tea every single day of your life. Life Change Tea, a formula, unique blends of teas that are all natural, all grown in America to aid those people who have the things you can't talk about, Michael. Constipation, bloating, gas, all that stuff. The tea, Life Change Tea, and the other teas they have at GetTheTea.com will cleanse your liver, your kidneys, your colon, keep your body healthy, cleanse the chemicals that come into your body that are caused by all the bad things that are in our food these days, helps you with weight loss. Visit their website at GetTheTea.com and view the supplements that they have, the teas, but the one that I swear by is Life Change Tea because it'll cleanse your unhealthy colon and make it healthy again, nice and clean and clear. What's the old expression from one of the soaps, clean, clear through, and deodorize too? That's the way your colon and your stomach, your gut will be. And as we know, all of the problems in your body begin with your gut. You can ask any number of doctors, from Dr. Oz to Dr. Stockwell. They all tell you the same thing. Life Change Tea fixes that. GetTheTea.com is the place to go. Online, GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you free. So get more energy. Clean your body out, inside out. Drink it every day like I do. Can't get it in the stores. You got to go online to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Talk Radio Roundup, the charts for the week of August 26th to the 31st, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, do all the research, listening to the stations and the hosts and that sort of thing. At number 10, what's going on in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers' contract, sports talk radio, big stuff. Number 9, the ex-police officer convicted in the shooting of the teenager. Number 8, the passing of Aretha Franklin. Number 7, the president versus Google. Number 6, trade talks continuing. Number 5, the Cohen guilty plea, still on a lot of people's minds. Tuesday primaries, don't forget to vote on Tuesday. 4, that's number 4. Number 3, McGahn and his exit from the White House. Passing of John McCain is number 2. And the Trump Tower story on CNN, coupled with a continuing focus on the investigation of what's going on with Trump, that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A couple I know is sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss. Doug Steffen here to review the people, the official list, as prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and company have come up with a following list of the 10 most talked about people on talk radio for this week, and this week only. Aaron Rodgers, big contract with the NFL, number 10. Aretha Franklin's passing, and her being the spotlight there, number 9. Roy Oliver, number 8. Hillary Clinton, number 7. Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum, they're tied at 6. Robert Mueller and Giuliani are tied at 5. The aforementioned McGahn and Jeff Sessions, who is the Attorney General, tied for 4th position. John McCain, number 3. Michael Cohen and Lanny Davis, number 2 in the people slot. And number 1, pretty much as usual, and as we can expect from now and till the end of time, or at least the foreseeable future, number 1 person on the list is President Donald Trump. That's the story. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's get back to our discussion of the Michael Harrison interview now, which you can see highlighted at talkers.com. The headline feature this week is a discussion with sports host Mike Francesa, who may be the most important, most colorful person doing sports talk on the radio. Is that too exaggerated a statement?
No, we ranked him for six straight years as the number one most important sports talk show host on our Sports Heavy 100 at Talkers Magazine. In 2018, we didn't rank him at all because he quit being on the radio, and that lasted for 4 months. For 2 years, he talked about he's retiring, and then he retired and came back in 4 months. Right. But he's got this new app, and this guy's got more critics than Trump. This guy is called the Pope of Sports in New York, and they write about him in the sports sections of the newspapers.
And he loves it because the more his name is publicized, more people listen. His number one radio show now,
He's whatever number one is in a fractured, business. He's number one in the area that he needs to be.
Right.
And he's a huge sports talk radio star in New York, and controversial, outspoken. And it's a great interview, even if you don't know who he is, if you like sports talk, if you like radio. We talk about radio. We talk about the impact of political polarity on sports talk shows. Everything.
Really?
One of the best podcasts.
Colin Kaepernick and stuff like that?
Yep. This podcast is great. MHinterview.com. It's not great because of me. He's a great guest.
No, it's great because of you.
Well, thank you.
Take a compliment. Take one for the team. you have to stick around because Stephen J.J. is not here. So more Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen as we go through the world of News Talk Radio. Hold your breath. We'll be back in a few moments here. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah. I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for.
Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are, Michael and Doug Land on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts in discussion. We do go through some of the items that are juicy here every week. Sometimes we don't go through all of them, but we bring you into focus with other things that are happening personality-wise and otherwise. Somebody said to me the other day, Michael, that there still are not enough women on the air doing issue-oriented talk radio. And the point was not the national scene, but the local scene. And I would turn to you because I don't know, I honestly don't follow as much local stuff anymore. I know that on the Michael Harrison interview a couple of weeks ago, you had the morning co-host on WRKO, mm-hmm. a lady from
Boston, Kim Kerrigan from TV.
Yeah, Kerrigan, right. So, but is this person right? Are there not enough women? We have lots of women on the national scene, not as many as men, but certainly.
Well, I don't know whether or not the word to say is there are not enough, but I will say that talk radio, news talk radio, and sports talk radio are dominated by male hosts.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers indicate it's approximately 85% male, 15% female. I leave it to you and to the people listening to decide whether or not that's not enough, you know, or is that just the way the natural marketplace is serving it up? Because there's many ways of interpreting it. You can interpret it that women are not interested in going into this field, or you can interpret it that the men running this field are biased against women. But then again, women are running this business. The head of Cumulus is a woman.
Yeah.
The head of
programming at Premier.
The head of Hubbard is a woman.
Yeah.
The head of Beasley is a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, people have to understand that there is no glass ceiling in the radio business.
Offices of the corporate world of radio.
Women are running things by and large.
Right. So what does that lead us to conclude? That there aren't women who are qualified to do this? That we're looking for good women? Are we encouraging women to do this? What are we saying?
No, it baffles me. It baffles me. I don't know the answer to it. Originally, the answer was that it was predominantly men interested in political talk and news. But that was years ago. That's not the case anymore. I don't understand it. That's why we continue to have in Talkers a Woman of the Year award. We don't have a Man of the Year award. We have a Woman of the Year award, woman who makes the greatest contribution, because we are pro women taking on more positions in terms of the balance of the genders in the talk radio world on the air.
Yeah, right. But, I'm for that. But it goes across the board for every field, not just radio. Let's have some equality so that we're not always talking about Hillary Clinton as an anomaly running for president. I mean, maybe it's the same. Do we ask the same question about how many black people are running talk radio programs versus white people? Is that the same question?
There are fewer black people than the percentage of black people who listen to talk radio on the air at general news talk stations. There is African-American community talk radio, but in terms of general news talk radio stations, extremely low number of black hosts, considering that the number of black people that listen to news talk radio is proportionately higher among the black population than the number of white people that listen to news talk radio among the white population. Black people love news talk radio.
Why?
So why? I don't know why. Maybe because they like it. I don't know. But I do know those numbers.
Mm-hmm. And I enjoy, there's a station in Baltimore, and a couple of hosts on that station that are fabulous. And it's a black station. And I'm trying to think of other cities. They just have New York had a black station. I don't know if they.
Well, let's talk about that next week.
Yeah. Really? Would you like not to talk about it now? because we don't have time.
Well, I don't think we can do it justice in 10 seconds.
No. All right. What can we do justice to there?
Let's sing some of our favorite Western themes.
Yeah.
Oh!
No. That's good.
There you go.
Maverick inside joke, folks, makes Kara crazy.
Right. Kara is in the controls. Kara Schillen, thanks to her for all of the things that she does to try to make this program sound as good as it does. Even though we sound great, she makes us sound greater. How's that? Or perhaps even the greatest.
Making us sound greater again. Let's get hats.
Right. We have, that's the, by the way, that's the superlative, the comparative degree. We are great. We are greater. Is
greatest.
And greatest is superlative.
And great Obamas.
That's it.
But that sounds like Obama. And here I am being political.
Or Adonis. Yeah. Could be one or the other. Obama is an Adonis. We can focus on that next year as well.
We have just wasted 2 minutes. We could have talked about
fabulous.
Everything.
Thank you.
I'm
great talk radio. Bye. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, we're both out of here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. A week's worth of tributes has finally ended and John McCain finally at rest. The former Arizona senator was buried today after a private ceremony at the U.S. Naval Academy. Chicago police looking to stem the tide of violence with over 1,000 cops on the beat this holiday weekend.
Just like Memorial Day and 4th of July, more than 1,000 extra police officers will be on the streets of Chicago this Labor Day weekend in an effort to reduce the number of shootings. 1,400 officers are taking part in this weekend's buildup. The Chicago Sun-Times reports last year over the same holiday weekend, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson deployed an additional 1,300 officers. That weekend ended with 7 people killed in shootings and another 35 wounded. In the run-up to the holiday weekend, the department, along with state and federal agencies, staged a series of raids in which more than 100 people were arrested and several guns were seized. I'm Tim McGuire.
Overseas, at least 3 people were killed, including a child, after a suicide bomber detonated an explosives-laden vehicle outside a district headquarters in the Somalian capital.
Captain Mohammed Hussein said the bomber tried to speed through a checkpoint but was stopped by security forces, prompting him to detonate the vehicle near the gate of Hawlawadag district headquarters. He said another 4 people were wounded, mostly young students at a nearby Islamic school. Officials warned there could be more casualties as a blast pulled down nearby buildings, including a mosque. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the explosion, which shattered a period of calm in seaside Mogadishu. The Somalia-based Al-Shabaab often targets the capital with bombings. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The UN Refugee Agency says people smugglers are taking greater risks to ferry their human cargo. More news analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. for just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com. That's GoPestFree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga debut their movie A Star Is Born at the Venice Film Festival.
The remake of A Star Is Born got rave reviews at the Venice Film Festival. Bradley Cooper not only stars in the movie as a famous country singer with a drinking problem, he also directed and co-wrote it. Lady Gaga plays the up-and-coming singer he falls for and helps make a star as his own stardom fades.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they like the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful.
A Star Is Born hits theaters in the U.S. October 5th. And here's a bit of trivia. The original premiered in 1937, the remakes in 54 and 76 with Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson.
Julie Walker. More on these stories at townhall.com. An iconic species of tuna appears to be slowly recovering in the Atlantic Ocean, prompting fishermen to seek bigger commercial catch quotas and environmentalists to call for a more conservative approach.
The Atlantic bluefin tuna is one of the most recognizable fish in the Atlantic, and it's prized by anglers in the sushi industry. The fish can weigh 1,000 pounds and is listed as endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. A spokesman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says international regulators have decided to increase the catch quota for U.S. fishermen by nearly 400,000 pounds this year. He says conservative management appears to be helping the fish recover from years of overfishing. Environmental groups fear increasing the quota could undo years of conservation work. Jeremy House reporting.
On this date in 1945, Japan formally surrendered in ceremonies aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to get into the world of news talk radio in sort of an official way. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting in Rich McFadden, Walter Sterling, and Victoria Jones, all part of various landscapes when it comes to the world of news talk radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Walter Sterling is a Westwood One Network talk program host. His program can be heard on the weekend, Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time. A lot of great radio stations around the country are carrying that. Victoria Jones is in Washington, operating in a world that truly makes her unique. Although Richie's in Washington in his own kind of unique world as well. I guess we all have a uniqueness to us, and that's what makes our perspective on some of these stories that come out of the charts at Talkers Magazine. Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, Michael Harrison and his gang there put together a concentrated list, listening to radio stations and programs that are hosted by some of the experts, and 10 items come out of that list. People also on the list. So this week, I'm going to quickly go through them, and I'm going to tell you what I think the number one story of the week is, and it doesn't necessarily agree. It isn't about agreement. It just, in my world and in my corner of the conversation world, I find that the passing of John McCain was the number one story, not Trump and the Russia investigation, that sort of thing. But anyway, that's just from my perspective. The official list starts at number 10 with a focus on sports talk radio, the preseason at the NFL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And number 9, the police officer convicted in that shooting. People say it's about time. Number 8, the passing of Aretha. Number 7, the president versus Google. Number 6, trade talks. Number 5, the continuing focus on the bad guys of Washington. Let's see, the Tuesday primaries. Number 4, the fate of Mr. Sessions, Jeff Sessions, Attorney General. Number 3, McCain. Number 2, and the investigations on Trump. Number 1. So, and on the people list, it's Aaron Rodgers, who's got that contract thing going on, Major League Baseball. What did he get, $134 million? Richie is getting paid
something
half of
like
it,
that.
Or 80% up front between now and next spring. I think that's what I saw there. Good God. Aretha's number 9. Roy Aller, number 8. Hillary Clinton, number 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Robert Mueller is 5. Don McGahn, or McGahn, is 4. McCain is 3. Michael Cohen is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Okay, so we have everybody engaged here. I'm going to just bring you over to what I thought Joe Biden's memories of John McCain. We all saw the video of the family, Mrs. McCain and Meghan and the rest of the members of the family, some of whom you recognize, some of whom you don't. Going by the coffin, the casket, as it laid in state in Phoenix, and then Joe Biden comes at the memorial at the Baptist Church there. It was very emotional. It was very descriptive, I thought. These guys were friends, and you could tell it from the get-go. And even though the speech was powerful and it was a great reflection on McCain and his life and legacy, I think Biden said in a paraphrasing way, we shall not see his like again. It's almost, it feels like almost a presidential funeral. Even though McCain wanted to be president, he never did get there, but he was, in my mind, far and away the most important of the senators of that group of 100. And so, and you see how they all got along, Democrats and Republicans, and Biden talked about how they used to fight about stuff, but then at the end of the day, it kind of reminds me of the story of Ronald Reagan and what's his face from Boston?
Chip O'Neill.
And Chip O'Neill.
Right.
At the, on Friday, they'd get together at the end of the day and have a bourbon and make their deals. So that's what life ought to be about, but it isn't, at least not now, and that's what they lamented somewhat, but Biden was the best at it. And so some of the things, there were a lot of heartbreaking moments. You could see the tears, the reflection in Biden, and it's time for, I said this earlier, and I don't know whether you guys all agree with me. I started reflecting again. It's not the first time I've done this, but I reflected again on the state of politics and people in our country and how angry people are. And I wonder out loud if it doesn't start to a point with some of these people who are doing the political talk radio programs, who are so biased and who are so angry, and they're just so... Yeah, I'll start with Victoria on this. Victoria, what do you think about it? You've been doing talk radio for a long time, and you've done partisan and nonpartisan talk radio. So what about, is talk radio or some of the elements of talk radio, some of the personalities of talk radio, responsible in part for the things that Joe Biden was talking about?
To an extent, I think, because I'm not saying that that's a good or a bad thing necessarily, because we're talking then about free speech. Yeah. But I think talk radio is an immensely powerful medium. But when people in talk radio speak, people listen. So to that extent, one has to also say, we as listeners to talk radio, and we're all listeners to talk radio, we're responsible. So I think that we can't pin things on a very small percentage of the population who speak.
All right. That's a great point. Walter Sterling, what say you when it comes to your rendering of where we are right now in terms of how the political realities shake out?
The political reality is unique in that I didn't like President Obama's policies. I didn't like much of the way he presented himself, but I respected the fact that he was President of the United States, and if you loved him, you and I could have a sincere conversation about it, and then, like you said, go have a bourbon, or in my case, a Diet Coke. But the fact is that this is very, very different. This is a very different dynamic we're dealing with today. I have to be very cautious over who I say I voted for Trump. I have to be very careful who I say that to. My wife, my never-suffering, much younger wife, says, don't tell people who you voted for. Well, that's a very unusual thing that I can't admit and be proud of who I voted for, who turned out.
Yeah, why shouldn't you be proud of it? Why should you be
president of the United States? But let me tell you why the reaction, because I've thought about why is this such a hard reaction. The day after he became president, there were protests in the street, and all he had done is eaten lunch. There were screaming protests. Scarlett Johansson screaming in the street. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. What it is guilt. It's collective guilt by people who did not vote. Because whenever I encounter that response of, oh, Trump, how horrible, I look at them and say, did you vote? And there's always, always, always silence and change of subject.
You know,
this is about a population that did not vote.
So
and now
you
regret
bring
it.
Up something that is important to remember. In many jurisdictions, if not most jurisdictions, this next Tuesday is primary day. And not to be a lecturer here on the circuit, but most people, whether you realize it or you don't realize it, don't know or understand that primaries are more important than the general election. Because here's when you winnow out, you weed out the crazies. But because the crazies are the ones who go vote in the primaries, the crazies are the ones that end up on the ballot. So if you don't want crazies on the ballot, you better go vote, even if you're voting for a crazy, in the primary, which is next Tuesday, for all the various there local elections.
You can make the case that because people didn't vote, that's why we had Trump and Hillary.
Yeah.
No, that's not why. No, I've read those editorials. That's not why he won.
Yeah, what do you think
all.
It is?
The reason he won is because of the people who went out and voted for him, period.
True. About people getting out to vote for him. Yeah, right. There's something to be said.
He did motivate people.
Yeah. But anyway, the point is let's not get scammed. Let's get to the polls on Tuesday. Let's vote for our preference to be in the final election. Don't sit on your hands. Get out and vote. A lot of important local elections, statewide elections, regional elections, congressional elections, Senate elections. So it's a very important time. It's 17 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. Take pounds off sensibly. This is the time for you to consider a product called Calotren, Calotren. Real people have had real weight loss success using Calotren. Why? Because Calotren's essential active ingredient is the protein in collagen. Collagen is the bodybuilder. When you see bodybuilders taking a lot of protein to build up their muscles, what they're really absorbing is collagen. Because as you get older, your body makes less of it, so you got to supplement with it. So if you want to lose the weight, and you don't necessarily want to look like a bodybuilder, but you exercise, get that muscle back there. As you get older, you need more muscle, not less. Keep your body and your skeleton together. This is the magic formula. It really is. Calitrin's been around for 30 years, successfully helping people lose weight the healthy way, the positive way. You don't have to go on crazy diets and spend a lot of money. Nope. This is really good, basic stuff for your body. Collagen peptides are proven effective at maintaining weight with no adverse effects. Collagen, Calitrin. Get them by going to TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. Mention DJV and get 10% off the deal. And if you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Pretty good deal. Great way to get rid of the weight. Don't get scammed. Get the real thing. Calitrin will get the weight off. TopLoss.com is the website. TopLoss.com. Can't get it in the store. Get it online at TopLoss.com. Take advantage of the special 10% off with the DJV code.
The Top Radio Countdown.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit TopLoss.com.
Hey, Dad, want to shoot some hoops?
In a bit, buddy. I promise.
Allegra knows that allergy symptoms can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
I'll just play by myself.
For outdoor and indoor allergies, get Allegra. It's the fastest non-drowsy allergy relief. It starts working in 1 hour, helping you break through your worst allergy symptoms with continuous 24-hour relief.
Yes!
Great shot, buddy. Let's play another game.
You're on, Dad.
Get Allegra and get back to the moment. Among single-ingredient OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use as directed.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
The Top Radio Countdown.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue here with our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio. The Talk Radio Review, Victoria Jones, I was going to say Victoria Keelan, who is on the DJV program and often is here with us on the overview that we have called the Talk Radio Review. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine for putting this list together every week of the year. This is the one for the week of August 26th to the 31st, last of August. Victoria Jones, who's the chief Washington correspondent for DC Radio, is here. And we've sort of been reflecting on McCain and the ramifications of his passing and the things that Joe Biden said and other things that McCain was a very interesting figure and one that we, as I look at them, the old politicians, maybe that's because I'm just older, Victoria.
I'm not biting. I'm not going there.
Okay, sweet. Very nice. So do you, I said I thought passing McCain was the number one thing. What do you think the number one, from your experience, your conversations this week, from the list, what do you think is the, as you reflect, is the number one thing this week?
I think McCain is the number two story this week. I think the number one story this week is grossly underreported. And I think that because it's been grossly underreported all the time. And I think the number one story this week is that the number of dead as a result of the hurricane in Puerto Rico last year has officially, finally been increased by the government from 64 to nearly 3,000.
So, but I heard this earlier in the week, yeah, and I wonder why. What was in it for the government to screw around with the numbers?
Well, a number of things. First of all, I think incompetence, which often plays into an awful lot of things by bureaucracies. Also, apparently, what was being taken into account was, like, if you, Doug, were hit by a rock falling on your head or a tree hitting you, it could happen, that was counted. And if it happened immediately, that was counted. But if you died later as a result of lack of medical attention, clearly because the hospital was not functioning, and things like that, or clearly as a result of an injury, that was not counted. Also, there were new guidelines from the CDC for doctors about how to fill out death certificates. And the doctors didn't know this. And so they didn't know that they could count people in a new way as having died as a result of the hurricane. And so this was one of the major contributing factors. And George Washington University did a major report on this. Which, and also, the Puerto Rico system was not set up to do this properly because they didn't have the infrastructure. So there were, it was like a convolution of things that came together, and as a result, this is what happened. So finally, it came together. Nevertheless, President Trump said that they did a fabulous job in Puerto Rico.
No, they didn't.
And
at all.
The government did an appalling job with the meals.
It's still a mess down there.
Well,
FEMA
did a great job.
FEMA, as the DC radio correspondent, you see this. You've been in Washington for a long, long time, so you know the stories and the cover-ups and the nonsense that goes on. I'm just still trying to figure out why Puerto Rico is going to become the 51st state. Like it or not, they can't bail themselves out. So they're going to have to become.
They were in trouble before the hurricane.
Yeah, they were in big trouble before the hurricane. But it is interesting to try to speculate as to why this became such a clouded mess, if you will. So interesting. Victoria thinks that's the number one item this week. We'll get Walter Sterling's take on that when next we continue here on the Countdown and the Roundup. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Want to live healthier and maybe longer too? Pick up the vacuum or grab the leash and take your pooch for a stroll. A recent study found both could help reduce mortality. The finding was part of two studies that used little devices to measure physical activity.
Those devices measure every single movement the body will have. And what those studies show was that when people perform light activities, they get a lot of benefit.
Dr. Francisco Lopez Jimenez says the studies also show sitting too long is unhealthy.
It seems like our muscles are not meant to be like that for long periods of time. And therefore, some activity, even minor activity, actually improves the metabolism of sugar.
While the more you move, the better, Dr. Lopez Jimenez says any movement is better than no movement at all. So do what you can. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review on the air with the unlikely combination of radio talk pros. Walter M. Sterling from Westwood One is here. Victoria Jones, who's the chief Washington correspondent for DC Radio, is here. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going through the items, not necessarily in order. And I actually have asked, because I took exception to the Trump-Russia investigation as being number one, and I think Victoria had her focus on what's going on in Puerto Rico with the numbers there. My feeling is that John McCain's passing is number one. Walter, what do you feel? Because you're in a world of your own, literally and figuratively. What in your mind is the most discussable topic or item from last week?
Well, when I stood with my six-year-old at the bus stop for many, many days the past few weeks, I did not hear any of these subjects mentioned, and about half the names that you mentioned of people who were important, I have no idea who they are. Mm-hmm. The conversation I heard was that it's over 90 degrees almost everywhere in America, 104 it hit in Washington, D.C., 102 in New York City, 100 in Chicago, and what I heard is that our kids' classrooms are not air-conditioned.
Right.
Now, every bar in those cities is air conditioned. The worse the bar where your feet stick to the ground.
So let's send our kids to the bar for school. What's wrong with that? They don't use the bars in the daytime.
Right. What school are you sending your kids to that they don't have air conditioning?
We don't have any air conditioning here in Framingham. The kids, they even canceled school the first day of school because it was so hot here. Yes.
Over half the classrooms in public schools in America, are not air conditioned. Now, if I leave my kid in a 90-degree car, I can and should be arrested. But it's okay for me to leave my kid in a 90-degree classroom? I'm a little confused about this. Yet every state and federal prison is air conditioned. And if the air conditioning goes down in a cell block, they move the prisoners to a different one. And believe me, if you're in fourth grade, you think you're in prison.
See, we have air conditioning everywhere here in Washington, D.C., because obviously we need it. I guess up north, where in Boston, Doug, I guess
over half the classrooms in Washington, D.C. are not air conditioned.
Baba Louie.
Yeah, I call BS on that.
All right. Well, having done my homework on this, it's a fact.
Having gone through schools in the Washington area, it's not a fact. I grew up in the suburbs of
Washington,
Maryland. My brother went to the
suburbs
of Maryland.
So can we agree, even if that, whatever the fact is, can we agree that having air conditioning in schools, if we're going to have year-round schooling, which is what I think we should be doing, the school classrooms, teachers sit around for 2 months and do nothing, the buildings aren't used, why are we spending all this money if we're not utilizing them to the fullest extent? So having the old agrarian society that some of us grew up in, and certainly that's where, after the Civil War, when public school education sort of got its leg up, the whole schedule was built around what the needs on the farm were. Hello, wake up. It's 2018. We don't have an agrarian society anymore, much to our disdain, frankly. That's another discussion. So why are we building the calendar so that we have 2 weeks off, that kind of stuff? It's nonsense. There should be school. Look at the lack of educational results coming from the youngsters who are taking these tests, we're failing miserably. We spend all this money. You know, Los Angeles built a high school that opened 3 years ago that cost almost $300 million to build, and they have a 65% dropout rate when you get to the age of 16. So building these huge edifices, whether they got air conditioning or they haven't, not using them to the fullest extent is a crime. So I'm with you, Walter, to a point.
Walter's right. I mean, I'm looking at several articles here, and here's one right here. Nearly a dozen of the biggest school districts lack air conditioning. Now, I can tell you Washington, D.C., but they're talking about Miami schools that don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, where it's hot as hell all the time. Right. Yeah.
Right. 20 of the 52 schools in the Baltimore counties are not air conditioned. Is
right,
that
so
the South Bay, Rich? Is that southern enough for you, Rich?
We're supposed to be running, the representative form of government is supposed to represent us. How are we, with the number of, with the taxes we pay and the insane amount of money that we spend on things like defense, what are we doing in terms of education? We have the
education lobby is not a popular one compared with the defense lobby, which pays boodles of money into the coffers of the politicians on both sides of the aisle. And, of course, also has plants where they manufacture things in the constituencies of those same politicians, and that's how you get things done.
Well, no, I have no idea what you just said, but the way you get things done is you grease and pay people off, and clearly not enough people have been greased and paid off.
That's
when
what
I talk
said.
To the school, then say that. The fact is that when I talk to school administrators in city after city about this, I always hear the same thing. Well, our schools are over 100 years old. I'm like, I can show you 100-year-old schools that have been air-conditioned. And if you want to air-condition these schools, it's easy. You go to Walmart. They're now selling $120 Chinese-made air conditioners. You put one in each window. You put a plaque on the front of the school that says, air-conditioned by Walmart. They will step up and hand you those air conditioners in 2 seconds.
Well,
the teachers, what I'm saying is, and I think I said it very clearly as a matter of fact, is that the teachers' lobby does not have the same clout with politicians as the defense lobby, for example.
They don't.
To get
you're right.
Things
yeah.
done. And that's yeah. why these things don't change.
Although,
that's
don't kid
I
yourself,
say.
Victoria. The teachers' union have plenty of clout with plenty politicians.
They have
not
clout,
as much
but
as
they
the...
don't have the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they don't have as much money.
Money makes the world go around, as they said in Cabaret.
Yeah, that's very true. I didn't realize that was from Cabaret, though. And see, I learned something. Walter, you haven't taught me anything that I didn't know, but Victoria just told me that came from Cabaret. So we got to tune this up a little bit here. Walter Sterling, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Roundup, which continues in a matter of moments. Let me call your attention, if I may, to the powerful way to clean out your innards, if you will, Life Change Tea. Maintain your perfect health. If you don't have perfect health, this is a way to get there. Life Change Tea cleanses your body from what they describe, and what I agree, intruders, the things that get into your body that have come as a result of the food, the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, processing of food now. It depletes the value of the nutritional product. So you need to clean your body and maybe change your evil ways when it comes to what you eat. I know that's hard to do. So let's go to GetTheTea.com together, shall we? GetTheTea.com is the website where you can get Life Change Tea. And you'll see other teas that are there that are made in America. All the tea is grown in America. It's organic, it's natural, and it will cleanse your body. Make yourself ready, willing, and able for the holiday season, which is this. I want to wash my mouth out with soap saying this, but we're into the fall, and it'll be Thanksgiving before you know it, and Christmas, and New Year's, and parties, and you'll eat even worse than you have been at the barbecues. So this is a tea that makes you go, literally and figuratively, Life Change Tea. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you're going to be pretty happy with the results. I am. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the DJV code for free shipping. Doug Steffen here to review the people, the official list As prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and company have come up with a following list of the 10 most talked about people on talk radio for this week and this week only. Aaron Rodgers, big contract with the NFL, number 10. Aretha Franklin's passing and her being the obviously the spotlight there, number 9. Roy Oliver, number 8. Hillary Clinton, number 7. Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum, they're tied at 6. Robert Mueller and Giuliani are tied at 5. The aforementioned McGahn and Jeff Sessions, who is the Attorney General, tied for 4th position. John McCain, number 3. Michael Cohen and Lanny Davis, number 2 in the people slot. And number 1, pretty much as usual, and as we can expect from now until the end of time, or at least the foreseeable future, number 1 person on the list is President Donald Trump. That's the story. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowner is away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Talk Radio Roundup, the charts for the week of August 26th to the 31st, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, do all the research, listening to the stations and the hosts and that sort of thing. At number 10, what's going on in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers' contract, sports talk radio, big stuff. Number 9, the ex-police officer convicted in the shooting of the teenager. Number 8, the passing of Aretha Franklin. Number 7, the president versus Google. Number 6, trade talks continuing. Number 5, the Cohen guilty plea, still on a lot of people's minds. Tuesday primaries, don't forget to vote on Tuesday. 4, that's number 4. Number 3, McGahn and his exit from the White House. Passing of John McCain is number 2. And the Trump Tower story on CNN, coupled with a continuing focus on the investigation of what's going on with Trump. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we're moving into the I was going to say the final zone here on this week's review from the perspective of the talk professionals, Victoria Jones and Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, and the Dougster here. We've been talking about air conditioning. All right, so what about the passing of Aretha? How's that on your radar this week? Well, I guess I'll go to Walter because he's the naysayer.
Well, I think the coolest thing about her that we learned in her death was that from her first performance to the Kennedy Center Honors, whenever she performed, she did two things. She said, one, you're going to pay me in advance.
Cash.
Two, you're going to you're going to pay me cash. She would put it in her coin purse and put her coin purse on top of the piano and then played with that coin purse on the piano. No one was taking her money.
She Chuck got Berry that from Chuck Berry. She got that whole thing from Chuck Berry. Yeah.
And wasn't it the best? Wasn't it the best in her casket? She was wearing red high heels and her legs crossed.
Well, what I thought was more interesting is that they changed her outfit three times for each one of the displays. So 3 days of display.
Yeah, what kind of a show do you think that was backstage?
Fantastic. I love that.
That's your bad.
Fantastic.
They didn't do that for McCain. McCain's wearing the same suit today that he wore two or three days ago when they put him in the casket. So that didn't change.
But if you roll McCain over, he's got a screw you Trump bumper sticker on his butt.
Maybe beyond the bottom of the casket.
The absence of Trump and incidentally of Sarah Palin at the funeral speaks volumes. It's very interesting.
Was she disinvited or did she just not come?
No, she was not invited.
She was not invited.
She was not invited. No.
Wow.
I think that's appropriate. The two of them had nothing in common. They didn't, after the election, the run, they were done. There was nothing between the two of them. Palin went off on her own. And McCain often, if you read
now,
McCain's
book. Now, what about Obama?
Book,
because McCain did not like Trump because he got to where he wanted to and never got there. But he didn't like Obama either because he beat him. Is he coming to the funeral?
Well, he's speaking at the funeral, and so is George Bush.
Obama was phoned by McCain and was personally asked to give a eulogy. McCain came to admire and respect Obama over the years. They were never close friends, but he came to have a respect for him.
And the same is true of George Bush. He didn't like George Bush again, read that book that he wrote. He didn't like George Bush at all. And the dirty tricks that the Bushies played on him was either North Carolina or South Carolina. They started a rumor that he fathered an illegitimate black child because this is how stupid they are. McCain has an adopted black child. And so the mongers down there got it and it worked because it was after McCain won handily in New Hampshire. The next stop was North Carolina, and he got wiped out because of the rumors of his fathering a black child and his infidelities with his wife, which weren't true. I mean, all of this kind of stuff. But that's how politics is, and it's a nasty business. It's not as nasty as not having air conditioning in schools, Walter, but it's close.
You know, and in the Broward schools, you know what the big issue is there in Broward County, Rich?
Yes.
The big issue is that the air conditioning doesn't work and that it's infected with black mold and hundreds of kids of lung infection from bad air conditioning.
You know what? One of the subtopics here that isn't being discussed much, another item, is the reemergence of Legionnaires' disease, not just on cruise ships, but hotels and that sort of thing. It's shown up in many, many places. It's kind of like the mosquito problem that's come back again. What was in the south of mosquitoes?
Malaria.
No, not malaria. What was the thing that affected babies that came from mosquitoes a couple of 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Bad grandparents?
Zika.
What is it? Yeah, Zika. That's Zika. Right. Yeah. That's come back again. Yep. All right, so all those things, see how we've played with the stories and the people, and we've added to your knowledge. All those things are good. Thanks to Walter Sterling, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden for this hour of the Talk Radio Roundup. 10 minutes before the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000, I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us, those of us who are addicted to technology, to get the top five technological stories this week, according to the editing of Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us from number five to number one. Number five, which is actually number one. Well, the first story is number five, Chipotle. Is doing something that is very good for people like me who want to put food and farm together. Will you explain, please?
Yes, Chipotle has announced the launch of an accelerator program designed to find new and innovative companies in the food and farming space that focus on technology-focused solutions. So these are, they're looking for farming and tech combined. So agricultural advancements is something that Chipotle has really tried to get behind. And part of the reason for that is because Kimball Musk, who is perhaps the lesser-known Musk brother, Elon, of course, being the more famous one. Kimball Musk is a board member of Chipotle and a farmer, and so he has a company that he started called Square Roots, and that's a sort of an urban farming company, and so he's very into combining technology and making that easier for advancements in agriculture. So it's not surprising that he's behind all this. And so they, Chipotle's foundation is investing $200,000 into the program, and they said that if someone comes up with a great idea, that they are open to investing in that company as well, or even acquiring them. They have, if you go on Chipotle's site and you have a farming initiative or an agricultural technology-based company, then you can apply for this right now.
What's the name of it? The Square Root, isn't that what it is?
Square Roots is Kimball Musk's farming company.
All right, number four, a focus on YouTube this week.
Yep, it seems like every tech company these days has become increasingly concerned about your digital well-being. That's a whole new buzz phrase for 2018. And so less than a month after Instagram rolled out its first suite of tools for measuring how much time you're spending on the app, YouTube is doing the same thing. Advocacy groups and researchers, of course, have been raising alarms about the negative effects of too much screen time. And so Google has done the same thing. Facebook is doing the same thing. Now with YouTube, you can actually go to the new setting in your account. It's called Time Watched, and there you'll be able to set controls for yourself if you want. You can turn off the autoplay, which means when one video ends, another one starts automatically, and that's how you go down the rabbit hole. So you can turn that off, and you can also set up a viewing schedule for yourself so you're not stuck on YouTube all week.
All right, moving to number one. Now it's time for number three on the list this week of the top five stories. You can get to Instagram in a different way now, according to something new there, yeah?
Well, Instagram is letting more people apply for verification. That's the little blue check mark when you know it's really the person that says it, who it is. So that the reason they're doing that is because they want people to fill out the form and to go through the process, so they make sure that everyone on Instagram is identifiable. They want to know what country you're located in, which is a direct relation to the Russia investigation. They want to know if you've changed your name recently, if you're, you know, know, your account name and things like that. And so basically Instagram said that the community of Instagram users has been letting them know that transparency is really important and they want to know more. So that's Instagram's answer, which is actually a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Number two on our list of the top five, Yahoo! Look out!
Oh, man, Yahoo is right. So the Wall Street Journal found out this week that Yahoo Mail is still scanning users' emails for data to sell to advertisers. Now, this is something they said they were no longer doing. Well, it turns out they lied. There's no other way around it. Oath is the company that now owns Yahoo, and they are in talks with advertisers to provide a service that would scan 200 million Yahoo inboxes for insights on the users, like if you're a frequent flyer, if you're self-employed, and other qualities that they can then sell to retailers, which basically means retailers can spam you. So my advice, get away from Yahoo Mail. And last year, all three billion of their accounts were breached anyway, so you're not doing yourself any service.
Bye-bye, Yahoo!
Yep.
Number one, a focus on Spotify now that college is back in session.
That's right. Last September, Spotify announced a bundle with Hulu for college students that only cost $5 a month. And so it was a Spotify for music, Hulu for TV. Now they've added in a premium subscription to Showtime, and they didn't increase the price. It's still $5 a month. So this is the best possible deal if you're a college student. It's a great deal for Showtime as well because they have the eyeballs of a whole new generation of viewers. And in a time when people are cutting the cord with cable left, right, and center, they need to be getting a new audience. So it's a great deal for consumers, though. If you're a college kid, go for it.
Woohoo! Wait, I did woohoo instead of yahoo. Woohoo! There it is. That's my reaction to the technical news. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments, I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Senator John McCain buried this morning at a cemetery at the U.S. Naval Academy after a private service with his family and some close friends and other admirers. The horse-drawn caisson carrying the senator's casket led a procession of mourners from the Academy's chapel to its final resting place. At least seven people were injured in a shooting outside a concert hall in Birmingham, Alabama this evening. The shooting happened shortly before 10:30. The injuries appear to be non-life-threatening, but police are investigating. A court in Myanmar sentencing two Reuters journalists to 7 years in prison for illegal possession of official documents, a ruling that comes as international criticism mounts over the military's alleged human rights abuses against Rohingya Muslims. The Senate Judiciary Committee ready to convene and begin the confirmation process of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. On Fox News Sunday, Senator Lindsey Graham says Kavanaugh's views on criminal investigations of the president are within the mainstream.
Most people are unsure as to whether or not a president can be indicted, a sitting president. Impeachment is a process to remove a president. The criminal liability aspects are very much in debate.
Those hearings are scheduled to begin Tuesday. Overseas, Britain's former Prime Minister Gordon Brown calling on his opposition Labour Party to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, or IHRA, the definition of Semitism in full.
We cannot just move on. We have got to move forward, true to our values, true to our principles of equality and solidarity and in respect of the wishes of the Jewish community.
Britain's former chief rabbi singling out Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn for failing to address anti-Semitic attitudes. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
Britain's Prime Minister has once again spoken out against calls for a second referendum on Britain's decision to split with the European Union. We get the latest from correspondent Sarah Shackley, who's been covering the story.
Theresa May wrote in the Sunday Telegraph that it would be a gross betrayal of our democracy to have another vote. She said millions came out to have their say in the June 2016 vote that set Brexit in motion. Her embattled government has faced increasingly strident calls for another vote once the terms of Britain's future relations with the EU are known. The Prime Minister used a column to defend her Chequers proposal that would maintain some ties with the EU and said she won't be pushed around by EU negotiations. Britain is expected to leave the EU in March and enter a transition phase. Zaria Shakili, London.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Try walking a mile in these shoes.
A Virginia shoe store lost mostly right-foot shoes over the course of two break-ins this summer. Clean Soles operator Rob Wickham says his two-year-old sneaker store was raided by two people on July 20th, and by one person on August 25th. He lost shirts, hoodies, a jacket, one complete sneaker pair, and 13 right shoes. Wickham says he typically keeps right shoes on display while their other halves rest behind the counter. Roanoke County Police spokeswoman Amy Whitaker says one 17-year-old's been charged in the July burglary. Police have also released video of the August 25th burglary. Keith Peters reporting.
The corporate parent of restaurant franchises, including Arby's and Buffalo Wild Wings, building a new headquarters in the suburb of Atlanta. Spire Brands is investing about $32 million in a new corporate hub expected to bring about 1,100 jobs to the Sandy Springs area. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey, Dad, want to shoot some hoops?
In a bit, buddy. I promise.
Allegra knows that allergy symptoms can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
I'll just play by myself.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time around, Natalie Wood will be featured on The Family Theater. And later we head to the Arkansas mountain town of Pine Ridge for the comedy of Lum and Abner. Natalie Wood's real name was Natalia Zakarenko. The child of Russian immigrants, she was born in San Francisco back in 1938 and was just 4 years old when she made her big screen debut in the Don Amici Francis D. wartime drama, Happy Land. Her best-known child role came in the 1947 holiday classic Miracle on 34th Street. At age 16, she starred alongside James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause. Natalie Wood would also be seen as Maria in the motion picture version of the stage musical West Side Story. At the time of this family theater offering, she was 9 years old. It first aired back on the evening of June 10th, 1948.
The Mutual Broadcasting System, in cooperation with Family Theater Incorporated, presents Once on a Golden Afternoon, starring Tom Conway and Natalie Wood. Maureen O'Sullivan is your hostess.
More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. Tonight is a special program. Family Theater presents a story for children. For all children from 6 to 65. A story that happened once on a golden afternoon. Starring Tom Conway and Natalie Wood.
In the lounge of the Press Club in Washington, D.C., the annual banquet of the Press Club has drawn foreign correspondents from the four corners of the globe, editors from the nation's newspapers, and, of course, reporters of every description. The President of the United States is the guest of honor. People keep milling in and out, but in a far corner of the vast lounge sit two men, oblivious to the noise and excitement. Edward Kent, roving foreign correspondent for International Syndicate, and Jim Thorne, Washington correspondent for the Times Sentinel News.
Kent, this is really old home week for me. You know, I haven't seen you since, before the war.
Yeah, and a few years before that. 1937, to be exact.
Yes, that's right. The London Economic Conference. We covered it together.
You covered it, Jim. I didn't. I got fired.
Say, what happened then? Somebody told me that you got fed up with the way things were happening in the world and wanted to get away from it all.
No, I ran into something better than the economic conference. At least I thought it was.
What was that?
The story on Alice Liddell.
Liddell? Was that the Whitechapel prisoner?
No. No, this was an 80-year-old, rosy-cheeked little lady who lived in the flat below me. I got fired when I missed the most important meeting of the conference because I waited to hear the story she told me about a golden afternoon.
Yeah?
It's a story known to everyone, but it actually happened to her, and the remembrance gave her the wonderment and simplicity of a child. You see, as a little girl, she lived near Christ College in Oxford. This was in 1864. And there was a young professor who taught mathematics at the college, and well, one day he'd promised to take the two Liddell girls, Edith and Alice, on a picnic. And they were waiting for him near the river.
Hello there. How is everyone on this glorious afternoon?
Well, aren't we on speaking terms?
Edith is angry.
Angry? At whom?
At you, Mr. Dodgson.
Oh, I see. And you, Alice, are you angry too?
Well, if I have to tell you that we're angry, then I can't be angry if I speak to you, can I?
No. No, you can't. Because when you speak to a person at whom you're angry, then you're no longer angry.
She is, too. I am not.
I say, what is this all about?
Well, didn't you forget something?
Now, let me see.
You promised to take us on a picnic.
Good heavens, I did forget. Now, you wait here. I'll dash up to my room and get the picnic basket. We'll have it filled up, and we'll be rowing down the river in no time. I know just the spot for our picnic.
So, that's the story of Fair Rosamond. And over there, near the old monastery, is her burial place.
Oh, that's a beautiful story. Tell us another before we land, Mr. Dodgson.
Why, I've almost run out of stories. Oh, that bridge yonder has a little story. It's been here ever since the time of the Romans. And that is how Oxford got its present name. It was a ford for oxen to pass over. And so long before the Christian era, it was called Oxenford.
Oh!
Well, here we are. Isn't this a perfect place for a picnic?
Oh, I love it here.
I'll take the picnic basket. Alice, you the blanket, and you, Edith. Well, let me see. Will you chaperone the landing of the troops? Ready? Prima, Secunda, Tertia. Forward. What's this? Mutiny? I say forward and none of you move.
But you said Prima, Secunda, and Tertia. And they aren't here.
Edith is Prima. That's the first contingent. And you, Alice, are Secunda. That is the second. And I am Tertia.
Which is the third?
Right. And now let's be off to that shady tree out of the sun. So, an apple for each of you, and we've cleaned the picnic basket. Here you are, Edith. And here's one for Alice. Catch it. Hurry, it's rolling down to the river.
Oh, it disappeared down that hole.
It'll take a longer hand than yours to reach it. I'm afraid we've lost it. You see, it's a rabbit hole, and it goes down deep.
What does the rabbit do down there?
Does he live down there all the time?
Of course not. He has to get air.
He comes out and eats shrubs.
Oh, look! There he is over in the bushes. He's a white rabbit. Catch him, Alice. Catch him.
Oh, you can't now. He's gone down the hole again.
Oh, he was such a pretty rabbit. Why did he want to go down that old dirty hole?
Oh, but it isn't an old dirty hole. It's, it's rather a wonderful place down there. You see, up here the world is sometimes filled with things that are hard and cruel, and people who are sometimes thoughtless and unkind and selfish.
Do you mean like the jealous queen who killed Fair Rosamond?
Yes. But down there is a wonderland with mock turtles and lorries and griffins.
Oh, tell us about it. We'd like to go down there.
Well, you see, there's quite a story about this wonderland.
Story?
Is it about the white rabbit?
And mock turtles?
Yes. And about a little girl who followed the white rabbit down into the hole. And suddenly, she found herself dropping. Down, down, down. And while she was falling, she was clutching at things on the way, saying...
Is this? I'll think nothing of tumbling downstairs. I wonder how many miles I've fallen. I must be somewhere near the center of the earth, I'm sure.
You're listening to The Family Theater. We'll be right back with more after this.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, an LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Welcome back to the Family Theater on When Radio Was.
What's that? Oh, I'm afraid. Oh, the Duchess, won't she be savage if I kept waiting? If you please, sir, Master Rabbit.
Oh, my fur and whiskers. Where are my gloves and pan? I'll have to be on the way.
Dear, how queer everything is down here. I wonder if I've been changed. I feel so different. But if I'm not the same, the next question is, who in the world am I? Well, if I'm really Alice Liddell, I'll remember my little poem. Now, let's see. How doth the little crocodile improve his shining tail? And pour the waters of the Nile on every golden scale. How cheerfully he seems to grin. How neatly spread his claws. And welcome little fishes in with gentle smiling jaws. I'm sure those are not the right words. I must be somebody else after all. And I shall have to live in this poky little home and have no toys to play with. Oh, hello, Mr. Mouse. Where's the cat? What? Oh, I beg your pardon. I quite forgot you didn't like cats. We won't talk about that any longer.
As if I would talk on such a subject. Our family always hated cats. Nasty, low, vulgar things. Don't let me hear the name again.
Mouse dear, do come back, and we won't talk about cats anymore.
Very well.
You know, you promised to tell me your history. Why do you hate C-A-T-S?
Oh, yes. Mine is a long and sad tail.
It certainly is a long tail. But why do you call it sad?
Silly girl, what are you talking about?
Your tail. Oh, look. Look at all those funny things near the pool.
Funny? What is so funny about a dodo and a larvae and a caterpillar?
Oh, I know what a caterpillar is. But what is he doing over there?
Smoking his pipe.
That's a funny thing. And he's sitting on top of a mushroom.
And why not?
Oh, I'm sure I don't know. But he has large, lonely eyes. I know he must be very unhappy.
Who can tell? Who can tell?
I'll go and talk to him. Hello, Mr. Caterpillar.
Who are you?
I hardly know, sir.
Explain yourself.
I can't, sir. Mother, because I'm not myself, you see.
I don't see.
Oh, I'm afraid it's very confusing.
It isn't.
Maybe not to you, but I'll go away if you don't want to be friendly.
Come back. I have something important to say.
What, sir?
Keep your temper.
What?
Keep your temper.
Is that all you have to say?
No, but that's most important.
Oh.
So you think you've changed, do you?
I'm afraid I have, sir. I keep growing and shrinking, and I'm not the same size for 10 minutes. And I can't remember things.
Can't remember what things?
I tried to say, how doth the busy bee? But it came out different.
Oh, then recite. You are old, Father William.
All right, I'll try. You are old, Father William, the young man said, and your hair has become very white. And yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age it is right?
In my youth, Father William replied to his son, I feared it might injure the brain. But now that I'm perfectly sure I have none, why, I do it again and again.
You are old, said the youth, as I mentioned before, and have grown most uncommonly fat. Yet you turned a back somersault in at the door. Pray, what is the reason for that?
In my youth, said the sage, as he shook his gray locks, I kept all my limbs very supple. By the use of this ointment, 1 shilling a box. Allow me to sell you a couple.
You are old, said the youth, and your jaws are too weak for anything tougher than suet. Yet you finished the goose with the bones and the beak. Pray, how you managed to do it?
In my youth, said his father, I took to the law and argued each case with my wife. And the muscular strength which it gave to my jaw has lasted the rest of my life.
You're too old, said the youth. One would hardly suppose that your eyes were as steady as ever. Yet you balanced an eel on the end of your nose. What made you so awfully clever?
I have answered 3 questions, and that is enough, said his father. Don't give yourself airs. Do you think I can listen all day to such stuff? Be up, or I'll kick you downstairs.
Kick him downstairs? I am ashamed of you. It is not said right.
Not quite right, I'm afraid, sir.
It's wrong from beginning to end.
Well, that's because I've become so small.
You're quite big enough.
Oh, but 3 inches, it is a wretched height to be.
It's a very good height indeed. I'm almost 3 inches.
But I'm not used to it.
But you will be in time. One side will make you taller, and the other side will make you grow shorter.
One side of what?
Of the mushroom, of course.
You mean eat it?
Of course. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. I must be away.
The Duchess. Oh, my dear Paws. Oh, my fur and whiskers. She'll get me executed. As sure as ferrets are ferrets.
Oh, Mr. Rabbit.
Oh, dear.
Wait, Mr. Rabbit. Where are you going? Don't leave me here alone. Oh, Mr. Rabbit. Now I know I must be lost. If I were only home again, I'd love everybody so much more. Oh. Oh.
Here, Pommy, what?
Who are you?
I'm the Cheshire Cat.
The Cheshire Cat? What are you grinning at?
I'm mad.
Oh.
And you're mad. We're all mad here.
How do you know I'm mad?
You must be, or you wouldn't be here.
Would you tell me then which way I ought to go?
That depends on where you want to get.
I don't much care where.
Well, then it doesn't matter which way you go. Over that way lives the Mad Hatter. In the opposite way is the March Hare. They're both mad.
I've seen hatters before. So I'll go to see... Oh, what are you doing?
Vanishing.
But you're beginning to vanish at the end of your tail.
Yes, and I go up to my grin.
Oh, you're all gone.
All except my grin.
Goodness, I've often seen a cat without a grin. But a grin without a cat. It's the most curious thing I ever saw in my life. He's mad.
We're all mad here. Wait till you see the March Hare.
May I come in?
No room.
But I can see there's plenty of room. I'll just sit down at the table with you and the Dormouse and the Hatter.
I'm mad.
The Mad Hatter.
Have some milk?
I don't see any milk.
There isn't any.
Then it wasn't very civil of you to offer it.
Wasn't very civil of you to sit down without being invited.
Your hair wants cutting.
Personal remarks are very rude.
Then why is a raven like a writing desk?
Oh, now we shall have some fun. I love riddles.
You mean you can find out the answer?
Exactly so.
Then say what you mean.
I do. At least, I mean what I say. That's the same thing, you know.
You might as well say I get what I like is the same thing as I like what I get.
Or I breathe when I sleep is the same thing as I sleep when I breathe. Have you guessed the riddle yet?
No, I give up. What's the answer?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Nor I.
You're just wasting time.
What time is it?
6 o'clock.
It's time to eat. I'm getting hungry.
Have you seen the mock turtle yet?
I don't even know what a mock turtle is.
It's the thing mock turtle soup is made from.
Are you hungry?
I don't think.
Then don't talk. It's time to go.
I'm sure the mock turtle should be somewhere on the seashore.
Oh.
There you are. You must be the mock turtle.
I am. Sit down and don't speak a word.
Not a word? But you are going to tell your story.
Not a word.
Well, sir, I don't see how you can finish if you don't even begin.
Once? Once I was a real turtle.
Thank you, sir. That was a very interesting story.
But, I'm not finished.
No?
No. When we were little, though you mayn't believe it, we went to school in the sea.
Oh!
The master was an old turtle. We called him Tortoise.
Why did you call him Tortoise if he wasn't one?
You know, you really are very dull. We called him Tortoise because he taught us.
Oh, but how many hours a day did you do your lessons?
10 the first day, 9 the next, and so on.
That was a curious plan.
Well, that's why they're called lessons, because they lesson from day to day.
Oh, look! What is that?
The lobster quadrille.
They're going to dance?
Why, of course. Form two lines. Advance twice. Change lobsters. Get that jellyfish out of the way. Now out to sea and don't be slow. Turn a somersault and there you go.
It was a beautiful dance. Oh, here he comes again.
My whiskers and fur, the Duchess. In the Duchess. She'll have me executed. Be sure those carrots are carrots.
Oh, Mr. Rabbit.
Oh, dear, dear. What do you want?
I'd like to see the Duchess.
She's in a stew. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Wait, Mr. Rabbit. I'll go with you.
That.
Oh, Duchess, I didn't know you looked so big and funny.
Well, you don't know much, and that's a fact.
Oh, be careful, Duchess. You'll boil the pot over and we'll all be burned.
If everybody minded their own business, the world would go round an eagle faster than it does.
Which would not be an advantage.
Why?
Well, just think what it would do to the day and night. You see, the Earth takes 24 hours to turn on its axis.
Speaking of axis... Time to chop off her head.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. You're hot-tempered, Duchess.
Maybe it's the pepper that makes people hot-tempered. I can't tell just now what the moral of that is, but I'll remember it in a bit.
Perhaps it hasn't one.
Tut, tut, child. Everything's got a moral, if only you can find it. Everything's got a moral.
Oh?
There it is. Oh, 'tis love. 'Tis love that makes the world go round.
somebody said that it's done by everybody minding their own business.
The moral of that is birds of a feather flock together.
How fond you are of finding morals in things.
Oh, yes. The moral of that is, be what you would seem to be, or more simply said, never imagine yourself to be otherwise than what it might appear to others that you are or appear to be.
But that isn't more simple.
Chop off her head!
Oh, dear. My fan and gloves. I knew it would happen.
Mr. Rabbit, help me. Wait for me, please.
Alice, wake up, Alice.
I say, look at Alice. She's crying.
Alice, wake up. What's the matter?
The white rabbit is so unfriendly.
Oh, we'll have to give him a good talking to the next time.
Oh, but you didn't finish the story.
I couldn't very well. In the middle of it, Edith went off to pick daisies and you went fast asleep.
Then I must have dreamed about the mouse and the duchess and the turtle and the rabbit.
Well, not exactly. I started telling you a story about them, and...
Oh, I remember. It was a wonderful story.
A story just for you, Alice. And for Edith.
Will you write it down so I can remember it always?
Write it down? Yes. And I'll call it A Golden Afternoon.
No. Call it Alice in Wonderland. Then it'll be just for me.
Wouldn't you want it for all your friends, too?
Oh, yes. For everybody.
For all of us who are children always. A story to remember the simple joys of childhood and the happy summer days.
Well, that was the story Alice Pleasance Liddell told me. That's why I missed the meeting of the London Economic Conference and got fired.
The original Alice in Wonderland? Well...
That's right. Later, Dodgson asked a George MacDonald to draw pictures for little Alice Liddell's book. MacDonald showed the manuscript to Macmillan, the publisher, who decided the book should be published for the millions of Alices throughout the world.
But I thought Lewis Carroll wrote Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, that happened because Dodgson was a professor of mathematics at Oxford.
Oh.
He thought everyone would laugh if they knew he'd written that book. So he used his first and middle names twisted around. His first name, Charles, was made Carroll, and his middle name, Ludwig, became Lewis. Lewis Carroll.
And what happened to little old rosy cheek lady?
Well, she died a short time later.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate enough to have seen the original book that he'd written for her, though. And inscribed on the cover was Lewis Carroll's last dedication.
To the little girl who has been my inspiration, Alice Pleasance Liddell, my Alice in Wonderland.
Before saying goodnight, I'd like to thank Tom Conway and Natalie Wood for their performances this evening. Our thanks to John Slott and Emil Frank for writing tonight's play, and to Max Ter for his music. This production of Family Theatre Incorporated was directed by David Young. Others who appeared in tonight's play were Virginia Gregg, Anne Whitfield, Dick Ryan, Fred Shields, Howard McNear, Earl Keane, and Cy Kendall. This is Maureen O'Sullivan saying good night, and God bless you.
This series of the Family Theatre broadcast is made possible by the thousands of you who felt the need for this kind of program and by the Mutual Broadcasting System, which has responded to this need. Be with us next week at this same time when our Family Theatre stars will be Joan Loring and Louise Beavers, with Bob Crosby as host. Tony Lofrano speaking.
Spin on Alice in Wonderland. That family theater production was from June 10th, 1948. Natalie Wood just 9 years old at the time. Born in San Francisco back in 1938, she was just 43 when she drowned off the coast of Catalina Island in 1981. During her brief life, Natalie Wood had a very productive showbiz career. Beginning as a young child with appearances in Miracle on 34th Street, The Ghost of Mrs. Muir, and The Blue Veil. Teen roles in The Searchers and Rebel Without a Cause. Then as an adult, Wood would be seen in West Side Story, Splendor in the Grass, Sex and the Single Girl, and Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. Her final film, Brainstorm, was released a couple of years after her death. In her personal life, Natalie Wood had two daughters, Courtney with her first and third husband, actor Robert Wagner, and actress Natasha Gregson-Wagner with her second husband, British producer and agent Richard Gregson. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, we head down to Pine Ridge, Arkansas, for the comedy of Lum and Abner, right after this break.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
William Conrad stars as the U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers. He's the first man they look for and the last man they want to meet.
It wears a man down, living from day to day, waiting for a bullet in the back, and not knowing who to expect it from or when.
When folks come to Dodge, trouble often rides in with them. Young men making rash decisions, old men with old scores to settle, and hired guns with a very specific job to do.
You're marshal now, huh?
And you've sold your gun to quarter here. Is that right?
That's right.
So you're here to kill me?
Yeah. I'm here to kill you.
Step inside the Long Branch Saloon for 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes from 1954. Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers is regularly $39.98, but WEN Radio WAS listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77.
All right, get your hands in the air, Tolliver. All of you. You're coming.
I can't see.
Order Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77. When this offer is over, it won't be back. Don't let this collection ride off into the sunset without you.
It's the end of a lot of things, Chester. A lot of things.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowners away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. For more than two decades, Chester Locke and Norris Goff would entertain radio audiences with their Southern homespun humor as the characters Lum and Abner. So popular, there would be seven Lum and Abner motion pictures, beginning with Dreaming Out Loud back in 1940, and concluding with Lum and Abner Abroad, released to theater 16 years later. In this example of their radio program, the fellas are building yet another new business. This one deals with creating greeting cards, and is from June 11th, 1942.
Hey, Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now,
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's Publishing Company hasn't done any greeting card business yet, but it has consummated a big trade deal, out of which Mousie Gray got a half interest in the company, and its president, L. Edwards, got a purple beret. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library talking to Port Edwards, who is busy composing more greeting cards. Listen.
Say, Lom, are you going to keep on having Mousie help you write them verses for the greeting card?
Why, sure, of course I am. Don't forget, he's part of the publishing company now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to swap a half interest in the business for this beret I hit him.
Well, I don't think you made a very good deal there, Lom. All you're getting is some greeting card verses that ain't no good and a purple monkey cap out of it.
Abner, this ain't no monkey cap I'm
wearing. What it looks like.
It's a beret. All poetics wear 'em. Or poets, Mousie says that is.
It is, huh?
Yeah. In the second place, there ain't nothing wrong with Mousie's verses, neither.
Well, they don't sound nothing like the greeting cards I saw in other stores.
Well, of course not. I don't want 'em to. We want to have cards that you can't get no other place. Cards that fit extra special occasions. Like, for instance, we studied up a card to send to somebody that's give you a present, but you don't know what it is.
No, you mean like old Buford Adams?
Buford Adams?
Yeah, you've heard about him, ain't you?
I reckon not.
Why, 22 years ago, Buford's old maid sister-in-law up in Indiana sent him something for his birthday.
And he never knowed what it was?
No, never had the slightest idea what it was. And his woman told him to write Melissa, that was his sister-in-law's name, told him to write Melissa and thank her, but Buford said that he didn't know what he's thanking her for.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
But his woman insisted that he write her, so Buford wrote her a card and said the present was the one thing he'd always wanted, even though he never knowed what it was.
Oh, folks, he's always saying that.
So Melissa figured that if he liked him that much, why, she better send him another one for Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
And for 22 years now, every Christmas and every birthday, here comes another one of them things for Buford. He's got 44 of them stored in his bedroom.
44?
Yeah. That's why him and his woman has to sleep in the parlor.
Well, that just goes to show you what the wrong kind of a card can lead to.
Yeah, well, that ain't the worst part of it, though. Buford says that his curiosity over what them things is has made him so worried and nervous that he ain't hardly been able to work for the last 20 years.
Well, natural.
He claims that's the reason he has to let his woman support him.
Well, I don't believe that. He's more likely using that for an excuse.
He said it.
But if he'd had one of our cards, he never would have got himself in all this trouble.
Well, now how would the card that you and Mousie studied up help him any on that?
Well, it'd have helped him find out what the present was without insulting the sister-in-law or hurting her feelings.
It would, huh?
Yeah, listen to this now.
Yeah.
Kind of subtile.
Well?
Your gift was nice, but it never arose. Must have got lost or thrown in a stove. But tell me what it was you give me, I'll buy me another in a jiffy.
In a jiffy?
Yeah, I mean jiffy, but Mousie said it was all right to change it a little that way in poetry.
Well?
He said that was poet's license.
Poet's license? Doggies, do poets have to have a license now before they can write poems?
I reckon so. I never thought much about it when Mousie brung it up the other day, but it sounds like it, don't it?
Well, have you got a license, Lum?
No, I ain't got one.
Well, my doggie, you better not let nobody know you're writing them poems, then.
Granny, that's right, ain't it?
Well, sure it is.
Or maybe I better try to get a license.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the legal thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to go running no unlawful business here, I can tell you that.
Why, of course not. They'll put you in the penitentiary for such as that. Whereabouts do you get that kind of a license?
At the courthouse, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm a one.
Maybe I ought to call him on a long-distance phone right away and get this thing straightened out before I get myself in a lot of trouble.
I believe you ought to, Lum. That's a thing to do. You don't want to get no trouble over it.
I hope Mamie don't feel talkative today. You take up so much time asking how you are that you never get no calls done.
No.
Hello, Mamie. This is Lum Edwards, and I'd like you to connect me with the courthouse at the county seat, please, Mom. Yes, ma'am. I'm fine, Mamie. Yeah, Abner's fine, too.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Mamie, Elizabeth and little Pearl and Cedric and everybody's just fine, so hurry up with the call now. Just a minute. Abner, how's your dog, Old Blue?
Oh, he's fine,
He's fine, too, Mamie.
Yeah.
Have you got the call through yet? Well, hurry up, please, Ma. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Mamie.
Glad to hear what, Mom?
She says her Mama and Papa are both just fine.
Well,
Mom?
Good for them.
Oh, you got them. Good, good. Hello? Hello? Is this the courthouse? Well, this is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. I'm running a greeting card business here, writing verses and all, and I want to find out about a license. A license? Yeah, that's right. All right, I'll wait.
Are they getting anyone, Lum?
No, this fella's transferring me to some other department.
Oh.
He didn't seem to know much about it.
Yeah, more likely getting a ports department for you is what he's doing.
Yeah.
This is Lum and Abner. We've got more coming up right after this.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town, plus over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Fun Day with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here, says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now let's get back to Lum and Abner on When Radio Was.
All right, I'll wait.
Are they getting anyone, Lum?
No, this fella's transferring me to some other department.
Oh.
He didn't seem to know much about it.
Yeah, more likely getting a ports department for you is what he's doing.
Yeah. Hello? Say, this is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. I'd like to see about getting a license. Yes, sir.
What did he say, Lum?
Yes, sir. Huh?
What
was that? Name of what girl? Oh, no, I ain't aiming on getting married. Of course
getting
not.
Married? Why, Lum Edwards?
But I don't want to get married. Well, just a minute. Granny, this is a curious thing.
What is?
He said he wouldn't give me no license unless I'd get married. Seems like they're only giving them to married men.
Well.
More likely they figure an unmarried feller will get drafted and then he won't have no use for a poet's license.
Just about.
Here, you take the phone, Abner.
Me? What for?
Well, you're married. You can get a license.
Well, you said I weren't no good at writing them verses, old.
Well, I'll actually do the writing, but I'll use your license. Go ahead.
Is that legal?
Oh, yeah. You won't care about that. Hurry up, Nancy.
Hello? This is Abner Peabody in Pine Ridge, and I'm a married feller, and I'd like to get me a license. Yes, sir. To Elizabeth? Why, no, we ain't figuring on getting no divorce.
Goodness, I hope not.
I can't, huh?
Couldn't get a license at all,
I can get what? Oh, my goodness, just a minute.
What's the trouble?
He says I can get arrested for this long.
Arrested?
Why, sure, they must have heard you say she's going to do the writing instead of me.
Oh, no, they couldn't have heard
you. They must have.
What was that you was telling them about a divorce?
Well, he asked me if I was aiming on getting one.
Granny, this is getting an awful mixed up, Abner. Give me that for me.
Well, yeah, I'll take it. I don't want to get no rested here for such as this.
Hello?
Don't let him rest.
Now, listen here. You can't arrest my partner. He ain't did nothing wrong.
That's a time.
Well, yeah, of course he's married, but he...
I'm an innocent man.
Huh? Oh, well, no wonder.
No wonder what, Lom?
We've been talking to the marriage bureau.
Huh?
They thought we wanted to get a marriage license.
Oh.
Hello? Hello? We got the wrong department, I reckon. It ain't a marriage license we want. You see, we're selling greeting cards and... Huh? Oh, all right, I'll hold the phone.
Are they still going to arrest me, Lum?
No, of course not. It's just a mistake.
Well, I hope they don't, dog, because I don't want to get arrested and lose my woman, too.
Wait a minute, he's getting the right department for me.
Yeah, huh?
Hello? This is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. I want to get me a license. Huh? Push card. Do I have to have a push card to get one? Oh, well, wait. I must have the wrong department again. I don't want no peddler's license. Well, yeah, we're selling greeting cards, but we ain't taking them from door to door to sell them. No, sir, I want a poet's license. Poet. I want to write poetry, greeting cards, and wedding announcements, and all such... Huh? Oh, yeah, I'll hold the phone. Geez, they got a bunch of stupid fellas working at the courthouse.
Are they transferring you again?
Yeah. Hello? Say, this is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. Huh? Oh, I thought your voice sounded familiar.
Who is it, Lum?
We're back in the marriage bureau again.
Oh, my
Well, listen, mister, I won't... all right, I'll hold the phone.
Transferring again?
Yeah. Things I hope they get the right department this time before I get wore up. Hello? Is this a poetics license department? Who? County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, I know they's gonna arrest me.
Well, now, wait, Sheriff. We ain't trying to be a nuisance.
Art never could have started it.
Who's been complaining? Well, they've got a nerve. All we're trying to do is get a poet's license. No, we ain't trying to josh nobody. All we want to do is be lawful and get a license to write stuff like, where is that poet I wrote?
Oh, right there, sir.
Your gift was nice, but it never arose. Must have got lost or throwed in a stove.
Better hang up, Lum, before both of us gets arrested.
Huh? Oh, well, that's more like it, Sheriff. Right away? Well, that's awful thoughty of you, Sheriff. Yeah, well, much obliged. Huh? Oh, yeah, we'll wait. All right, Sheriff. Goodbye. Finally going to get fixed up.
You mean you're actually going to get the right kind of a license?
Yeah, I reckon so. He said he's going to send a couple of fellas down here to take care of everything.
Well, good for him.
So keep an eye open for him, Abner.
Yeah, yeah. What do they look like?
I don't know, but you won't have no trouble recognizing them.
I won't, huh?
No, the sheriff said they'd be wearing white coats and a cap with guard wrote on.
Abner from June 11, 1942, starring Chester Locke and Norris Goff. As I mentioned earlier, that radio series not only aired for a couple of decades, but also spawned 7 Lum and Abner motion pictures, released from 1940 until 1956. In the debut film, known as Dreaming Out Loud, a traveling salesman would be played by a longtime Jack Benny program cast member, and the female lead was portrayed by a longtime Bob Hope Show cast member.
I'll provide their names and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughn Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1-subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Member Phil Harris. Chris Phil also had his own radio show with wife Alice Faye. And speaking of talented singer-actresses, the female lead in Dreaming Out Loud was handled by Bob Hope Show featured vocalist Frances Langford. I'm Greg Bell, and hey, please remember to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was.